and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
In the Midwest, shoveling the first big snow.
It's just all bad. Just bad.
Know your terrorism rating?
Individuals will not have the ability to see these scores.
Businesses hit the save button.
We're talking about huge volumes of information.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Old Man Winters arrived with a vengeance in the nation's midsection. Plows are out from the Texas Panhandle to Chicago. We're up to a foot of snow is in the forecast. Around Kansas City, ice is made for treacherous going.
We can't really plow up the ice, so we're chopping as much as we can with shovels.
And air travel is suffering. At O'Hare Airport, spokeswoman Mary Frances Fagan says hundreds of flights have been scrubbed.
Why try to bring people out in a snowstorm for a flight that we may or may not be able to operate?
Well, in the wake of 9/11, air travelers have been under government scrutiny. And now a new chapter in border security is about to open to the dismay of privacy advocates. We're live with CBS's Jim Shenavy.
It's called ATS, Automated Targeting System, a terrorism score assigned by computers to travelers. It's now being expanded to U.S. border crossings. Backers say such profiling can prevent attacks, but privacy advocates just don't like it.
It raises the potential that there are going to be these secret suspicion scores attached to tens of millions of American citizens without their knowledge or without them having the ability to challenge those scores.
David Sobel of the Electronic Frontiers Foundation.
And Jim, what about new screening machines at airports?
Well, new revealing X-ray machines that can spot weapons on a person's body. Phoenix Sky Harbor will be testing the first, Nick. The ACLU describes it as a virtual strip search.
The Special Commission advising President Bush on Iraq policies preparing to recommend a troop pullback within months. CBS News correspondent David Martin has details from his sources at the Pentagon.
The Iraq study group will recommend that all 15 American combat brigades, that's about 75,000 troops, should be pulled out of action and either back into base camps or entirely out of the country within 16 months. During that time, the mission of U.S. soldiers and Marines currently patrolling the streets would change to that of trainers and advisors embedded with Iraqi soldiers and police.
Now let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, some tough choices ahead for the president.
Right, Nick, tough choices, and as administration officials concede no easy answers, the White House indicates new policy decisions will be made in weeks rather than months based on that study group recommendations and internal reviews. The Washington Post reports the administration is concerned that its reconciliation strategy in Iraq has failed. But in an interview with CBS News anchor Katie Couric, Secretary of State Rice insisted,
"These are people who want to live together, not live apart."
Rice rejects the notion that Iraq already faces civil war. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Pope Benedict has wrapped up his four-day trip to Turkey. He finished with a mass in Istanbul, repeating a call to end the barrier separating the world's Christians. His visit was also aimed at mending fences with Muslims, angered by his comments about violence in the Prophet Muhammad made nearly 3 months ago. New information saving requirements have kicked in for U.S. corporations. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Starting today, Nick, major companies need to keep track of all emails, instant messages, and other electronic data generated by workers. It's because if they're ever involved in federal litigation, that sort of information could have to be produced in court. Corporate financial expert Anthony Reed expects a difficult and costly transition for some.
I think it's going to place a financial burden for companies, at least initially, to get up to speed.
And it's expected to be a bonanza for companies and consultants that handle e-data warehousing. Nick?
The language is blunt. An advisory agency to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission says in many areas of the country, electronic voting machines cannot be made secure. The Washington Post says the assessment of the National Institute of Standards and Technology is the most comprehensive condemnation yet by a federal agency. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760 local news update now. It's the aftermath of the storm that people are now dealing with here in Colorado, frozen pipes.
When it gets this cold, we know that we're going to be on call all day and all night.
Bill Havens with AAA Custom Plumbing says they'll get even more calls next week when temperatures warm up and the pipes thaw and crack. Havens suggesting insulating your pipes, leaving your kitchen cabinets open under the sink, too, so pipes can warm up. Three more arrests in yet another alleged case of human smuggling, possibly the third this week. Clear Creek County Sheriff's Department found a broken-down van yesterday afternoon on Floyd Hill. Inside, three drivers and 12 illegal immigrants. Sheriff Don Kruger says the arrest, and one on Tuesday after a van crashed with 15 alleged illegals, is taking a toll on his small department.
Whether it's us, State Patrol, the local PDs, there's no place to put them.
Sheriff Kruger talking to 9 News. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. A really decent shape for early in the morning ride than we've been really all week. Free of any collisions or problems on our primary roads, although you still want to be careful of possible black ice. It's your secondary roads that have a lot of issues, snowpack, slush, ice in some areas. Still a wreck in the cleanup eastbound Colfax as a result between Colorado and Monaco. Also getting very heavy snowfall over the Vail Pass, so it's going to be a tough drive for you along I-70 from the Eisenhower to the summit. Chain restrictions in effect there and at the Loveland. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little warmer and windy, high of 37. Right now, mostly cloudy, 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Mio DigiWalker C310X is a stylish, portable navigator and MP3 audio player. It combines full GPS navigation functionality, millions of points of interest, and a full-blown MP3 player in a single device. Get yours now at all Circuit City locations.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attended November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. The Department of Homeland Security has assigned millions of international travelers, including Americans, computerized scores rating the risk they pose of being terrorists or criminals. It's called ATS, the Automated Targeting System, which some thought applied only to cargo, but no, it applies to individuals too.
The affected individuals will not have the ability to see these scores, and they will have no right to attempt to correct or challenge these scores.
David Sobel, senior counsel of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group devoted to electronic data issues.
These scores, which basically assign a suspicion level to everyone involved in the system, these suspicion scores will be retained by the government for 40 years.
More after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
What's the root of the Arab-Israeli conflict today? Leaders of Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah couldn't be clearer. As Alexander Downer, Australia's foreign minister, explained, the world shouldn't forget that these people want to eliminate Israel. It's not as though they keep it a secret. It's that the world seems to show such a lack of understanding of the Israelis' determination that this not happen. Think about it. Iran, which has no border with Israel, calls for its annihilation. Since Israel left Gaza last year, it turned into a launching pad for daily rocket attacks. Why? Because Hamas is more focused on Israel's destruction than on Gaza's construction. And Israel left Lebanon in 2000. So why did Hezbollah trigger a war this summer? To pursue its aim of getting rid of Israel. Remember, Israel's declared enemies, Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah, are the enemies of all democratic and open societies. That's why we all have such a profound stake in Israel's success. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Risk scores of people entering or leaving the United States are assigned after computers assess their travel records. Lawyer David Sobel.
It raises the potential that there are going to be these secret suspicion scores attached to tens of millions of American citizens without their knowledge or without them having the ability to challenge those scores.
How would you know if you had a bad score?
The only indication that a citizen might have that they have a bad score is if they continuously have problems when they come into or out of the United States.
The Homeland Security Department has exempted ATS from provisions of the Privacy Act, designed to protect people from secret and possibly inaccurate government dossiers. 15 public comments have been filed, all critical, including one from the foundation Sobel represents. He wants Congress to look into it.
There have not been any congressional hearings, and I think it's certainly something that is significant enough that Congress needs to closely examine it. There is no specific legislation that authorizes this.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Brenda Coates is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a GEICO customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
The Osgood File, December 1st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good Lord, that time again. I'm not even ready. Hold on, I got to. Just had to get my little call screen up there. Just the volume a bit. Good morning. It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, only 34 under partly cloudy skies. And then tonight, a slight chance of snow and a low of 12. That chance of snow, though, is about 20%. And Saturday, slight chance of snow, only about 30%. Saturday night, slight chance of snow, 20%. And next week, cold temperatures, but no snow. And John Turk, who produces this show, is under the illusion that tomorrow he will have a tee time.
Oh, I do have a tee time for tomorrow, but I will not be playing golf, obviously.
Well, what's wrong? You can't get out there in the you can't get out there in the 26-degree weather with a slight chance of snow? You can't handle it?
Nah, if I could find the green, I doubt I could find a tee box or a green in that nastiness out there.
Yeah, well, what a bummer. All right. Shouldn't sit here and complain about the weather. Because you know what? It's good for the tourist industry.
Oh, the lodges up in the mountains are just loving it right now, and all the ski resorts.
They like to ski. And I'm sure we got a lot of people who listen who like to ski. And the only time I ever skied was when I was a kid. When my mother took me to Big Bear. And I skied as a wee snot. And as I remember, I wasn't too bad at it. But I just never took to it. And I know there are people, because we work with people here in this building, who are absolutely nuts about getting out and skiing. And there's nothing wrong with that. Get out there and do it. Get out there and have some fun. And people who are into that and snowboarding tell me it's an absolute frickin' blast. Sports for me as a kid growing up was the summertime and going to the beach and swimming and body surfing. And that whole experience of the non-surfers versus the surfers. And the hot rod culture, where gasoline was 28 cents a gallon, and a cheeseburger was 25 cents. And that's what America was all about.
So you were hanging out at Venice Beach, not Donner Summit or whatever it is. I mean, the ski resorts are pretty far away from you in Southern California, right?
No, not that far. Probably... 2 or 3 hours, maybe. 2 or 3 hour drive. Wasn't that far. Just never got into that. We used to live for rock and roll music, cruising the highways, and other things that we really don't want to get into at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 in the morning. And so, and Turk goes babes in bikinis. Well, yeah, that's true too. I mean, there are a lot of good looking women. But that was years ago. It's one of the things I'm looking forward to about having this gastric bypass on December the 26th. Because they say, you know, I'll lose this weight. And then maybe I won't be ashamed to go to the beach anymore. Although the water's polluted now, isn't it? I used to love to swim in salt water. I really used to like that. and used to body surf. Used to love that. And would be at the beach every day in the summertime. Like clockwork. And we're talking every single day. Every single day. And I guess there are people who feel the same way about skiing, too, right? That they're on those slopes immediately the first... Well, you can't go the first snowfall. How much snow do you have to have in these lodges before you can get up there and ski?
Well, it varies from resort to resort, but, you know, they can start with anything from like a 6 to 10-inch base. But they've been making snow for a couple months, too. So, you know, if it's not natural snow, they're making snow. And so they'll get it ready. They want to have it ready by the end of October, beginning of November.
So people can get up there and have at it. All right, 303-713-7600. It's Friday. You know what that means. It means it's open phones, and we can talk about anything that you want to talk about, anything that's happened this week, anything that happened overnight, anything that's been on your mind, that's been in your craw. Maybe you tried to get in and couldn't because the line was busy, or you were hanging on, and then we ran out of time, or you want to pick up something from yesterday. You can do it on Friday. I try to make Friday the most freewheeling time on the show, and try to give you the most time to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about and whatever it is that you want to get into, including all sorts of subjects like Iraq, which we seem to usually talk about in the 6 o'clock hour, but also any kind of cultural issues as well. And, you know, there's one I really want to bring up this morning, and I don't know how any of you feel about this, but and maybe this shows that I'm not a civil person. And maybe it shows that what I do is I get on the radio and I talk a good game, but in reality, I really deep down in my gut feel, and I got a large one, I really deep down in my gut feel a different way about things, because this story has been out now for a couple of days, and I just delight and relish in reading about it and retelling it at every turn of the mile. And this is Jim Webb, the senator-elect from Virginia, his exchange with Bush, with George W. Bush over Iraq. And I've said many times on this station that complaining about George W. Bush every day is anti-productive. But whether it's George W. Bush or it's anybody else in leadership or even a boss or whatever the case may be, haven't we all felt this way? And God bless Jim Webb for being a real, authentic human being instead of being a poser. And here's a story if you haven't heard it, and I know you have heard it, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I just love retelling it. Democratic Senator-elect Jim Webb avoided the receiving line during a recent White House reception for new members of Congress and had a chilly exchange with President Bush over the Iraq War and his Marine son. "How's your boy?" Webb, in an interview Wednesday, recalled Bush asking during the reception 2 weeks ago. "I told him I'd like to get them out of Iraq," Webb said. "That's not what I ask you. How's your boy?" the president replied, according to Webb. At that point, Webb said Bush got a response similar to what reporters and others who had asked Webb about his son. He said, "I told him that was between my son and myself." Webb, who's a leading critic of the war, said he had avoided the receiving line and the photo op with Bush, but that Bush found him. The White House had no comment about the reception, but it did not dispute the account of the exchange in Wednesday's Washington Post. Webb, a Marine veteran of the Vietnam War and a Navy secretary under President Reagan, defeated Republican Senator Makaka Allen, and you know that was a close vote. Webb left the GOP in part over the Iraq War. He warned against the invasion and criticized Bush over the Iraq campaign, over the Iraq War during the campaign. He said he meant no disrespect to the presidency, but at the reception, he says, "I've always made a distinction about the about my personal life and about my son." In interviews during the campaign, Webb said it was wrong to elevate the role of one Marine over others. Webb also is concerned that a high profile could subject the Marine or any Marine to a greater peril. And you might remember that he wore his son's buff-colored desert boots throughout the campaign, but refused to speak extensively about his son or allowed to be used in campaign ads. Now, do you blame Jim Webb? And then Webb later told a friend that he got so upset about Bush that he really wanted to slug him. Now George Will, who's conservative, and I like George Will, You know, I watch him on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and I like him. I don't agree with him on everything, but I mean, I think he's kind of like Pat Buchanan. I mean, I think he's, you know, honest and is truly what I would consider to be a conservative. He comes out and criticizes Webb for being rude. I don't think Jim Webb was rude at all. Good for Jim Webb. And I don't know. There's a part of me. Boy, can I get in trouble for saying this on the air? Maybe I better not say it. Turk's looking at me. Wait, what do you think? You think I should? You know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm thinking. If I said that on the air, would I get in trouble? Would that be inciting violence? Okay, I don't want anybody to ever do this, but you know what? There's a part of me that can understand Webb's feelings about wanting to slug Bush. Now I'm in trouble. But you know what? I can totally understand it. I mean, I totally, completely get it. All right, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600 from rap music to foreign policy. It's open phones as the sun starts to try to figure out whether it wants to come up on this cold morning or not. And I got open line.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Be yourself. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flame, but my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a
listen, there's NWA. Turk says, I got to score this album. High today, 34, partly cloudy skies, 624, 24 minutes after 6. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, you know, it gets back to what we were talking about the other day about the use of the N-word, and they use it in the title of this group, NWA. Right? Now, I heard somebody interviewed yesterday about this whole thing about the use of the N-word, and I can't... Oh, it was Andrew Young. And Andrew Young pointed out that African-Americans use this word as a term of endearment or affection towards other African-Americans. But it's like I said the other day, if we were to use that word... Then if whites use that word, then all of a sudden we're in trouble. And for me, I get tired of white males calling in and saying, well, yeah, but they use the N-word with each other, and then they get mad when we use it. So you have to ask yourself whether that's a legitimate argument or not, whether you buy that as a legitimate argument or not. I buy that as a distraction. That's what I buy it as. I buy it as a distraction. I buy it as a distraction to keep us from confronting the real question, which is the idea that there are people in this country, due to the color of their skin or their sexual orientation or their sex... and even in some cases their religion, who are treated as second-class citizens as opposed to other people in the country. I've always felt as a white male that in this country, if you're born white, you're born with a gift. That no matter where you start on the economic line, you've got a step up because assimilation is easier for you than it would be for somebody who's Asian, somebody who is African American, somebody who is Hispanic, somebody who is Arab. And lately I've noticed with the emails that I've been getting that two groups of people are basically getting attacked. And those two groups of people are Arabs and Muslims. And you can be Muslim and not be Arab. So I should really say three groups. Arabs, Muslims, and Hispanics. And I had a guy send me an email, which I don't even think I bothered to answer. Because at some point, you just say to yourself, there's nothing more you can say. He didn't make me angry. I just shook my head because I didn't know what to say to him. But... He was ranting and raving about Islam, and he was going on and on about Islam, and then he ended the email by saying, "There's not a damn Muslim worth defending in this world." And what I wanted to say to him was, I wanted to say, look. Whether it's Muslim, whether it's Judaism, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a Christian, whether it's a Mormon, whether it's whatever the religion, whatever the politics, whatever the belief system, you have to defend them. As long as they don't violate the law. Because they have a right of free speech, and that right of free speech also covers you. So you have to defend them. I don't understand, and I don't get why they make the statements they make. I do get why they make the statements they make. I wouldn't sit up there and I wouldn't make those same statements. It's kind of like the Ed Rogers thing that we pointed out. And I don't know if we still have that. From when David Schuster was sitting in on Hardball, Do we still have that, or did it go away? Because we can only keep these things for a little while, and then we have a tendency not to store them. But this is the one where Rogers. Oh, you've got it. Okay, this is the one where Rogers takes a shot. First, he takes a shot at Al Gore, which we don't hear. And the shot he takes at Al Gore is he makes fun of Al Gore's weight. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Rogers on TV, but Rogers kind of looks like a nearsighted Bugs Bunny type character with blonde hair and the glasses. And then he takes a shot at Barack Obama, and Joe Trippi, who is supposed to be the Democratic response voice, gets shut off by Schuster because they run out of time. And Trippi, who might have been brilliant with Howard Dean, is not very good. Is not very good. He's not very sharp when it comes to being in front of a camera. And he basically is ineffective. But what you got to listen to in this is you got to listen real carefully to the way Rogers says what he says about Barack Obama. Okay, right before we go to the traffic, we'll do this. Listen very, very carefully.
And Barack Obama is going up to New Hampshire. He's somebody I imagine Please. Republicans should be fearful of.
Not
he's a great speaker. He's...
Help me, Dennis. Somebody that underestimates her, and that'll come through in 08 if they're not careful.
And Barack Obama is going up to New Hampshire. He's somebody I imagine Please. Republicans should be fearful of.
Not
he's a great speaker. He's...
Help me, Dennis. Somebody that underestimates Barack Hussein Obama. Please. I mean, this man is a blank canvas where people project their desires and their ideal candidate because nobody knows anything about him, and he has a deep voice. He has a deep voice. He gives a good presentation. Put me down as somebody that counts him out.
Thank you, Ed Rogers and Joe Trippi. Always very interesting. We'll have you both back.
Okay, listen how he refers to Barack Obama. Barack Hussein, because he knows that's a buzzword, and Barack Obama got that as a middle name back in like 1961. And God knows where Sodom was at that time. But listen to the way Rogers says it. Well, count me out. Barack Hussein Obama, with that southern accent of his on national television, talking about an African American, he just comes across as a total and complete cracker. Not only that, but he could have easily have said, look, a lot of people out there think Barack Obama's got a chance, but I don't think he has a chance, and I don't think he has a chance for the following reasons. I don't think he has a chance because he's only been a state legislator, he's only been a junior senator, and he hasn't been tested. In other words, he hasn't been tested on the campaign trail. But instead, Rogers throws in the Hussein. Now, don't you reject that? I reject that. And I don't understand how anybody could sit up there and do that. Now, Gina.
Yes.
As our cultural affairs and moral affairs advisor, and as a known conservative and Bush supporter.
Thank you for throwing that in.
And member of the GOP. Do you think that what Rogers does there, I mean, do you think that's right? Do you think it's moral?
I thought that his tone sounded very condescending and derogatory, so no, I didn't think it was very professional.
I mean, Hussein Obama?
Yeah, it was obvious that he was putting him down. And I don't think Barack Obama should be underestimated at all.
Well, I don't either, but I don't think it's. But that's not the point, though. The point is look at the way he goes after him. And maybe I should ask you this question, and it's a question I've been ongoing asking on the air here now for a couple of months, and I just can't get enough of this. I mean, I could just do this topic from now until the cows come home, which is an old cliche, or now until the NWA CD runs out, which is why are people like Ed Rogers and why are people on the right? And, you know, you probably do traffic for the sister. For the two sisters, why are those people so angry? Why are they angry all the time?
Well, I don't think it's isolated to just the right. I think there's some of that on both sides.
Well, who on the left's that angry? I don't know if anybody's that angry except Randy Rhodes. Okay, I named one name.
Thank you for being fair.
Well, all right, that's one out of how many? But I, name me any progressive or liberal talking head, even though there aren't many on the media these days, because we all know the media is biased. But no, I mean the ones that are on there. Name the ones that are. I mean, they're not there. They don't do that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I think Al Franken sounds pretty hostile sometimes.
He laughs half the time, and he's a comedian.
Well, true, but I think he's, I don't know, I think he sounds a little hostile on occasion.
Do you think I sound hostile?
Sometimes.
Oh!
Not most of the time.
Oh!
Sometimes.
Oh! Really? I sound angry?
It sounds like you're very mad at us.
Mad at who?
Mad at us, the conservatives or the right wing.
I don't think I'm mad. I think I'm... I have to think about this. Am I mad? No, I'm not mad.
Frustrated?
Partial, that's part of it, and also part of it, I'm tired of you guys getting away with things and not getting called on it. And I'll give you a good example. It's like somebody from the right can go on television or the radio and make any kind of bizarre, out there, non-factually supported statement. And it just goes. It just flies by the radar. Nobody says anything. Nobody raises their hand and goes, well, wait a minute. And I can give you examples. Nobody raises their hand and goes, well, wait a minute. That's not true. Oh, okay, let me give you two quick ones. Okay? These are not brain surgery, but I'll give you two quick ones.
Okay.
Well, all right. If you don't want to hear the two quick ones,
I want to hear.
I heard that in your voice. Well, okay. So now I'm not going to do it. I'm just like your little brother and go, I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go tell Mommy, but I'm not going to tell you.
Don't leave us hanging.
Oh, yes. I'll make you wait a whole hour. It's like the oldest trick in the book. Coming up next, or like what CNN does. You ever know CNN does this? Breaking news, and it's developing story, and there's nothing developing about it. We've known about it for the last 25 minutes.
See, this was a strategy. You really didn't have two things, did you?
Oh, now you're not going to call my bluff and accuse me of just BSing you, are you? Are you? Are you?
Well, tell us.
Okay. Joe Scarborough, who's conservative. He's not an unreasonable conservative, but he's conservative. He made a statement on the air here two or three weeks ago, that Rush Limbaugh had 20 million listeners. That's not true. Rush Limbaugh only has 13 million. He's down. Tom Tancredo made the statement that crime in Miami, and I got to be careful about this. How did he put it again, Turk, that Miami was the most violent? Yeah, had the highest crime rate in the United States. Well, you know what? Check the statistics. That's not true. There's more crime in St. Louis and other bigger cities than there is in Miami. Now, who's come forward to say, wait a minute, Congressman, that sounds good when you said that on television and when it was in the print, but it's factually not true. I wouldn't get on here and I wouldn't make a statement unless I had the facts to back it up, or I would clearly indicate to you that it was conjecture on my part, but I would not act as if it's a statistic. And my last example, so I'll give you a third one, then we'll do the traffic. A talk show host in this town, who will remain nameless, said the following thing before the election. If you vote for the Democrats, there will be mass carnage and bloodshed in America. Well, here it is 3 weeks later, and the only bloodshed I see is the bloody nose I got this morning. Now, had I voted Republican, do you think maybe I wouldn't have a bloody nose?
Well, it's only been 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. I see. So I have something to look forward to next week?
I don't know. I hope not. I hope that's
Lord.
Not the case.
All right.
All right. Thank you for your examples.
There you go. Okay, now let's move on to from faith and values to traffic. And at least the roads are better this morning than they have been.
Yeah, the sunny skies really helped yesterday. Most of that snowpack has melted off. You still want to take it easy, though. You know, we have some very slick spots, bridges, overpasses, ramps. Right now, excellent conditions, though. Traffic looking good. I-25 through the tech center. A little bit busier into downtown at a Thornton North Glen. We had a wreck, a bad one, eastbound Colfax. Still blocked off there between Colorado and Monaco. And we're getting snow, fresh snow in the high country along I-70.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Going somewhere special, can I take you there? Lots of happy people, music in the air. Happy people, music in the air. Go and tell your mama, she like my special place. Bring along your papa, a big smile on his face. Don't you Chipotle, smile on every face. Salad bowl, honest ingredients, good for your soul, for your body, good for your soul. Real food that really rules, man, that ain't no jive. Going to Chipotle, it's good to be alive. Going to Chipotle, it's good to be alive.
Prize wheel for your chance to win tickets for extreme deals and matching down incentives. That's Rocky's Autos. You can also check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Steve and Jason handle that, and you can check out the selection, pre-qualify for a car loan, cut down on the paperwork time, and get exactly the vehicle you want. And man, have they got vehicles, over 650 on that lot. I mean, it's time to think about four-wheel, all-wheel, front-wheel. They got it. They got it all. I'm telling you. The selection is just huge. Go look at the website, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Get out there and see my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and Fred Labrato. I mean, they got the hardest-working folks out there. Rocky's Autos, they're open tonight until 9, family-owned and operated since 1982. Or check them out online at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:44, 44 minutes before the hour. High today, 34. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. Get up off your half moons. And get plugged into the program. Don't suck free energy off the radio, which is essentially what you're doing. If you're listening and not participating, you're sucking free energy off the radio. Contribute. Become a contributor. It's too bad we don't have any premiums to give away. We do have premiums. What premiums do we have to give away? Oh, that's right. We have four Inconvenient Truth CDs to give away. Or DVDs, I'm sorry. We may give one away this hour. And there's only 14 minutes left in the hour. Okay. Let's go to Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
First of all, with Blood and Carnage, I cut my finger this morning.
Oh, okay. So you're number two on the Blood and Carnage list.
Yes. You know, it is happening, and I did vote Democrat. Secondly, I'm very concerned as a civics teacher that the news media is owned by basically five large corporations that basically regulate who says what. And since the media is supposed to be the watchdog of the government, isn't it a violation of the First Amendment, even though they own them, for controlling them? And what happens when I hear on Randy Rhodes' show that we've been involved longer in this war in Iraq than we have been in World War II, you know, from the day we entered till the day it was over. And on your show, when I learned that George Bush is snubbed by the president of Iraq and nobody else manages to mention that, and then they tell you half what was said, but they don't tell you, like you just did, about this high crime in St. Louis and so forth. It frightens me that the media is just saying, okay, fine, you can say that, anything you want, but don't counter it with the facts. And
well, it's a complicated situation. It's complicated in this, that the Telecom Bill of 1996, which was signed by Bill Clinton and supported by Bill Clinton, was supported by Al Gore, was supported by Democrats, was a very, 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 very bad move. And it took something that is supposed to belong to the taxpayers, and it put it in the hands of a very few people. And what that did is it cut down on competition. And as I tried to tell this guy, I believe his name was John from Laramie, Wyoming, about this, competition is a good thing because it causes innovation. And up until this time, when radio companies could only have six or seven radio stations, they would only end up having one or two stations in every, you know, in a select amount of markets. They would have to compete against each other. They'd have to compete for ad dollars. They'd have to compete programming-wise. What ended up happening was the public got a richer product. Now the now the public's poorer because they don't have to compete. And how many people do you run into who say, boy, you know, radio really sucks? In other words, the public knows something's wrong, but they're not sure what that is.
But isn't it incumbent upon the government to say, hey, you violated the public trust?
No, because the government, because when that was signed and when all that regulation went through, that deregulation went through because of lobbyists and the National Association of Broadcasters, that's the Congress and the executive branch playing to the moneyed special interests, which are the broadcast companies, and leaving you, the public, out of the equation. And so in the end, they have come through and hurt all of us.
So me, the public, needs to theoretically bring suit against this because they are, in essence, failing to provide freedom of the press. They're telling people, don't say this. You know, be careful.
Well,
We're not going to call it a civil war.
They don't ever come forward and tell you not to. They just
give you a new job.
You know what? In some places they do tell you not to, and in other places they don't say anything. Like, I haven't had anybody tell me what I can and cannot say here, but the last job I came from, yes, they leaned on me for content. You know what? I got to take a break, but let me give you a very quick answer on how to fix this. The answer on how to fix this is everybody who is listening to me,
yes,
okay, this morning, you need to write your senators and your congressperson. And you need to ask that the Congress take another look and a reexamination of the ownership caps. That's the first step. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, hang on, Nanette, because you know what?
What?
I'm going to give you an inconvenient truth.
You're a space guy.
And you can show it to your class, okay? So hang on.
Okay, thanks.
All right. John, did you get that? We're going to give Nanette the inconvenient truth CD? Okay. 6:49, 49 minutes away from 7. Gina gives you the inconvenient truth about traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far we're looking very good around the city. We're just getting that buildup now on the north end of town, southbound 25, for sure there through Thornton North Glen, definitely across 270 eastbound lanes, and traffic starting to build up through the downtown area as well. But we still have excellent conditions right now, no major problems on your primary roads. Again, just be careful on those side streets. We still have a lot of slick spots. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little warmer and windy, high of 37. Right now, mostly cloudy and 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Traveled this far based on a card?
One simple act will change two lives.
This card brought him to Nevada City?
No, you do.
Edward Asner in a Hallmark Channel original movie, The Christmas Card, premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 central, only on Hallmark Channel.
Feels like I get the same cold every year. So I got the same nighttime medicine I always get. But I was congested all night, so it wasn't the same.
Many cold medicines have changed. NyQuil Cold Flu Relief no longer has a decongestant. New Tylenol Cold Nighttime does. It helps relieve more of your worst cold symptoms, and it helps you sleep. It's one more step towards a pain-free world. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Cold. Take only as directed.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm waiting for that Neil Young Crazy Horse 1970 Fillmore East to come in the mail because I ordered it. I love Neil Young. Partly cloudy, high today 34, 6:54. Jay Marvin, Friday, open phones. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, it's permissible. Let's do it. Here's Alan in Aurora. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was telling John that I just got back from Idaho, and aside from the religious channels up there and the little bit of the right wing that they show up there, I sure miss you and Air America.
Oh, thanks.
I've got XM on my car, but I fly to Idaho and I fly to Phoenix, and I sure miss seeing some kind of sense of sensibility. But I was telling John that when I was up there, Boise State University up there out of Boise run kind of the NPR leg of Idaho, and they were saying that when Cheney came there this fall for one of his charity fundraisers for all his, for one of the candidates, they racked up about $3,500 worth of extra security in the city of Coeur d'Alene is going to have to pay for it because the Republican Party refuses to do that.
Yeah, that was also an issue in Greeley as well. When Bush was here, that was brought up to me. I think that needs to be changed, and I think it's wrong. And what we really need is we need for them to pay for it themselves. So, in other words, if an incumbent is going to come in like the president or the vice president and raise money for somebody, then they have to pay for it. It has to come out of the Republican Party coffers or the Democratic Party coffers or the Green Party coffers or whoever, and not out of the federal budget, security budget, or out of the local municipality or the state. I think that's just totally and completely wrong.
Yeah, the only people that got tickets were people that were registered Republicans.
You know why, don't you? They do that because they heavily screen their audiences so they don't get anybody who stands up in the middle of the speech and screams, "Why aren't we out of Iraq yet?"
Yeah, preach to the choir.
I mean, this is a classic thing that goes on. If you go back and look at old footage of Lyndon Johnson when he was under siege for Vietnam, he was, because they didn't have the security kind of technology that they've got now, he was confined largely to making public appearances at military bases because it was the only place where he was not going to get hassled, and the public could get into those military bases. I remember my stepfather taking me as a little kid to go see Lyndon Johnson and to shake his hand at the El Toro Marine Base it was Camp Pendleton in Southern California, like probably 63 or 64 maybe. But that, if you go back and look at those films, that's what you'll see. That's where they go because they don't want to have to face the public. George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, none of those guys would want to have to come, say, for instance, and meet me and you and everybody else at, name a mid-sized facility here. Where we were screened for weapons and all that kind of stuff, but not for political affiliation, so that the last thing they want is for you to stand up and go, "Well, wait a minute, what about this and what about that?" They don't want to face that.
Hey Jay, was it true? I heard someone that was in the military say that at one time, Lyndon Burr Johnson or Mrs. Johnson, whatever her name is, she had something to do with some large transportation company that was moving a lot of the equipment over to Vietnam during the 60s. Is that true, do you know?
Oh, Lady Bird Johnson, you mean?
Yeah, Lady Bird, yeah.
You know, not that I know of. I'm not saying that it isn't true, but I never heard that. My deal with her was, well, as I was understood it with her, is she had money, but she was basically, pretty much disconnected from all of that stuff. And back in those days, the First Lady, what the First Lady did? The First Lady did things like a Keep America Beautiful project. I mean, that was the kind of thing that the First Lady did. Hey, man, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, open phones rolls into the next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And do we have...
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com. Today.
It takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more. I'm flying through emails. I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever. My grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Man and machine are on the attack.
I'm ready now. Anything comes on, I'm ready to plow it away.
But nature has the upper hand for now. A fast-spreading blanket of white stretches from Texas to Chicago. Snow is almost a foot deep in some places. Messy roads, power outages, schools and businesses closed. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers.
Thousands of airline passengers were stranded in the Plain States as the first major snowstorm of the season grounded hundreds of flights here. It's a perfect storm of sorts. A low-pressure system that just last week would have meant rain is combining with a cold front to welcome December with an icy handshake.
I'm Jim Shenevy reporting live. Natural gas prices are headed back up, up 11% on the wholesale markets in November, most of that in just the past week, and now trading at a 10-month high. No, you can't blame hurricanes this year, rather the cold weather across a wide swath of America. Demand for natural gas has increased 15% since Thanksgiving.
How secure is your e-vote? CBS's Peter Mayer is here with the answer, and you may not like it.
There are new concerns about those paperless electronic voting machines, Frank. Technical advisors to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission say the machine simply cannot be made secure. The Washington Post reports a draft report favors optical scan systems, the systems where voters mark their paper ballots. The scan approach also provides paper records of each vote, allowing for possible recounts. While critics have warned of e-vote fraud, the report finds no conclusive evidence of that, Frank.
By the time the Iraq study group releases its report next week, much of what it says will be old news. One source now tells CBS's David Martin the report recommends pulling most American troops out within 16 months and suggests putting the squeeze on the Iraqi government.
The group's 50-page report establishes milestones the government must achieve, such as reconciling the warring factions and distributing its billions of dollars in oil revenues. If they don't carry this out, we will reduce military, economic, and political support, this source said.
An anti-terror program that's intended to spot suspicious activity by tracking the travel habits of millions of people has been flying under the radar, but now it's out in the open and under fire from privacy groups. Civil liberties lawyer David Sobel.
It raises the potential that there are going to be these secret suspicion scores attached to tens of millions of American citizens without their knowledge or without them having the ability to challenge those scores.
In Phoenix, Sky Harbor International will become the first airport in this country to test a new X-ray scanner that's supposed to be able to find weapons hidden on a person's person. Critics say it amounts to a strip search in public, but the system is set up to protect privacy by blurring certain areas, and passengers have the right to request a pat-down instead of an X-ray. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Hey guys, like Dockers? There's no better place than the men's store inside JCPenney to find the best selection of men's Dockers. And this weekend, you'll find big savings on Dockers, pants, shirts, and accessories. For you big and tall guys, the only place to find Dockers big and tall sweaters is the men's store inside JCPenney. Shop this weekend and find all sweaters 50% off now through Saturday. It's all inside the men's store inside JCPenney. See store for details. Sale ends December 2nd.
Well, we're here with CompUSA computer expert Meg Pixel.
Hiya, Bob.
Meg, I'm getting my brother Stu a notebook computer this holiday.
Oh, he's also going to need software, a bag, an optical mouse.
Wait. I don't like Stu that much.
Oh, relax, Bob. At CompUSA, you can get complete gift packs.
Uh-huh.
You start with your main item, like a Sony Vaio C140 notebook, now with $150 instant savings, and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more.
So I can get everything Stu needs?
Exactly. There are lots of complete gift packs to choose. See your local CompUSA for details.
What a guy I am. He usually gets me a bun warmer.
I'm Dore Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. Snow is falling, well, in the high country anyway. It's certainly good news for the ski areas, but it means slowing on I-70 this morning.
It is snowing very hard up there right now. East of the tunnel, not doing too bad, but we're still going to find those icy and snowpack conditions that we've been seeing for the last couple of days.
CDOT's Michael Murray, the snow expected to continue through the day in the high country. Chain laws in place for commercial vehicles for both approaches to the tunnel. We'll have more for you traffic-wise coming up in a moment. Starting It, the first of the year, Denver, going to be one of 10 cities to test out the new citizenship test given to immigrants who want to become U.S. citizens. Immigrants that wish to apply for citizenship can volunteer for the 144-question test that proponents say stresses more about the concepts that make America what it is instead of just dates and facts. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now it's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, much shorter travel times today. Thankfully, now that our freeways are clear of the ice for the most part, we do have normal stop and go on 225 southbound at Colfax, at Mississippi, and the DTC. You're going to be breaking northbound at Iliff. I-70 through the high country, the bigger issue for sure, that new winter storm forcing chain restrictions for semis across mountain passes and either side of the Eisenhower. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little warmer and windy, high of 37. Currently partly cloudy and 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with an 07 Escape for just $15,900. That's right, for a limited time, get a brand new 07 Escape for just $15,900. They sell it for less every day, guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network, with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Six minutes after 7 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. This show available in podcast at am760.net. Partly cloudy today, high at 34. Okay, you know what? I got two personal problems going on this morning. I got another bloody nose. What is it with this? So I'm on this blood thinner, this Coumadin, which I'll be on until I have this gastric bypass. And, makes your blood thin. Then the other thing is, you know what I forgot to do at the top of the hour? I was running to the printer, so I didn't go to the restroom. Now I got to go to the restroom. Now I'm stuck. Sitting on the air with a bloody nose, which I'm sure you really want to hear about at 7:07 in the morning. Anyway, it is open phones. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. And let's go to... Boy, there's so many good calls here this morning. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. You all right in there?
Yeah. I voted Democratic, and now I'm paying for it.
Well, I'll be really nice to you. I won't talk about, like, rushing mountain streams or waterfalls or anything like that.
You know, the guy on the right-wing sister station said, right, if you vote Democratic, you're going to get blood and carnage.
That's
and
right.
I guess I got it, man.
Yeah, you're paying now. Hey, you were talking to the caller in the previous hour about the Telecom Act and the things that resulted from that, the dangers that it kind of presented to the diversity of what you hear on the radio.
Yeah, because it cuts down on competition.
Yeah, and of course, Congress is going to be deluged by the FCC, which is going to say, oh, there's plenty of diversity on the airwaves, and the NAB, too. Are there enough Congress people that get it, that really understand what the effect really was and what the dangers are?
No, because most people don't get it.
Yeah.
Think about this. Radio broadcasting is like like anything else in the country. Okay? Take out the progressive liberal, take out the conservative right wing. Let's just start on the bottom line that we're all people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you got everybody together in a room, And the guy leading the questioning said to you, do you think America is on the right track? And everybody answered either no or I don't know. So then you take the people who answer I don't know and you move them out of the room. So now you're now you've got the people who said it's on the wrong track. Then you lay down rules to them and you said, okay, you cannot pick on the other political party if it's not your own.
Right.
But tell us what you think is wrong. And tell us how to fix it.
Uh-huh.
And the majority of the people would probably say, and I say that they probably would, I don't know this for a fact, but they would give you individual instances of things, but they wouldn't be totally and completely sure on how to fix it. And the sense that you would get from them is that something's not right, but they're not sure what it is that isn't right. So, when people turn the radio on today, now think about this, think about people who use the radio. And the people who you know who use the radio. And think about your own use of the radio.
Sure.
When you're not listening to us, and you're listening to music on the radio, you know that there's something wrong. But you're not quite sure what it is that's wrong. But you can't put your finger on it, but you know that there's something wrong. But you don't really know what it is. And what it is that one company can own 7, 8, 9, whatever.
Eight in the market. Yeah.
You know, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And so it cuts down on the need to have competition. Where 35 years ago, everybody was out there in the jungle competing.
And radio was vibrant and aggressive and
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, it's like the guy from Wyoming who calls me and says, well, I think all public radio ought to be made public. Like it all ought to be like public radio. Yeah. Well, the trouble is, then what that does is that cuts out the competitiveness of it. And the beautiful thing about America is when it's well regulated and there's a level playing field and competition is encouraged, great things happen. And we have some of, and have had in the past, some of the best radio in the world. Now, what they're going to tell you now is that radio is beginning to have trouble because of alternative forms of technology, that it's beginning to have trouble because people will now go to iPods. They will, you know, they will now, you know, listen on computers. They got CDs and this, that. But I maintain that radio would stay relevant if you had highly entertaining, good product on, and
absolutely,
and you just don't have it anymore.
And if it played to the one strength that radio has over all those other formats, which is that local voice, that local connection, that local immediacy.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. That's the other big part of it. It used to be in the old days that you might have one syndicated show on,
right?
And if you did, it usually ran on the weekends or usually ran real late at night, but you basically didn't have it, and you didn't have what they have in music radio now, which they call voice tracking. You didn't have all of those things.
Yeah.
So if you were living in Denver, Colorado, or you were living in Boulder, or you were living in Grand Junction, or you were living in Colorado Springs, or Arvada, or whatever, and you wanted to know what was going on, and you wanted to know what the tribal drumbeat was in your area, then what you did was is you switched on the radio. And you found out from the radio what the story was. And you don't have that anymore. And I can remember just earth-shattering events that I heard as a kid, and even though there was television, I got it off the radio because that was the only place it was available.
Me too. I grew up in St. Louis, but I listened to WLS and most of the time, and just I learned so much about the world from that voice of doom, voice of Wild Dean, and it was great radio. How do we get back there, Jay? What do we do?
You have to demand more. You have to support the radio stations that are important to you. If this one is important to you, you need to make a determination that you'll not only listen to it, you'll tell your friends about it, that products that you hear advertised, that you will make an effort, a conscious effort, to go to those advertisers to help the radio station. The other thing is that you should sit down and you should write Wayne Allard and Ken Salazar and whoever your congressman is and ask them about looking at ownership caps. Those are the things that you should do, and those are the things that you can do that don't cost, you know, that isn't going to cost an arm and a leg. And
my congresswoman's Marilyn, so I'll have to write to you instead. But
no, write Marilyn Musgrave, just write her. And then the thing is look, you know what? When she shows up at a town hall meeting, when she shows up because she has to come back to the district sometime, when she shows up, you go, and when it's your turn to speak, you bring up the ownership caps issue to her.
I'll do that.
And you keep bringing it up. And when you hear, you know, if you need a car and you hear Rockies advertised, that doesn't necessarily mean that you got to go out to Rockies and buy an automobile. But you know what? Take a Saturday out and go step on the lot and look around.
Yeah. And tell them that I heard about it.
Right. There you go. Or any other product that you hear advertised on here. And that's how you keep things going, and that's how you keep things going, and you keep things alive. That's the only way to do it. And if this becomes an issue for the public, and Bill, if it becomes an issue not based on politics, but if it becomes an issue based on entertainment value and innovation.
Well, and the need for local information.
Local information. It will succeed. It will change. You can get it changed because it's something that ought to. It's one of these things that ought to be bipartisan. It's one of these things that ought to involve conservatives as well as liberals, as well as moderates, as well as people in the middle. They all ought to want this. They all ought to want it not only for themselves, but they also should also want it for their community and for their kids. And that's what it's all about, and that's what you need to do, and it's one of the things that gets swept under the radar because the public doesn't totally and completely understand it, and there's not a big push on by anybody really to discuss it or to say anything about it, and it gets back to what we started out when we started talking about this conversation is that you know there's something wrong, that your neighbors know that there's something wrong, that people out there know that there's something wrong. But they can't quite put their finger on what it is. And what it is lack of competition and ownership caps.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Jay.
You got it, Bill. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Use them or lose them. On Friday, it's Friday. Let's celebrate Friday. It's Open Phone Friday. 303-713-7600. And we still got a Al Gore DVD to give away this hour, which we will be doing shortly. So I choose the best caller, and I'll give the DVD away. And it's Open Phone Friday. And I want to play this thing about Tom Tancredo, and I'm going to do this coming up next, about how Tancredo, speaking of the media, made a comment on television here in the Denver-Boulder market about Miami. This happened a couple of days ago. And about the fact that, you know what? What he said was not right, and that nobody called him on it, and he was allowed to get away.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, We can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
And all cashmere blazers, $299. Even a huge selection of signature suits, $299. And select executive suits and business express suit separates, $199. How about $200 off every leather jacket, plus the entire stock of signature silk sweaters, regularly $79.50, now $29. The Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Sport coats and blazers, $169. Plus silk sweaters, only $29. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Where are you going? It's a simple question, but the answer may not be so clear. For over 40 years, Colorado Technical University has been helping people just like you improve their lives and advance their careers through quality education. At CTU, our bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees are taught in a fast, focused, and fun environment from faculty that truly care about student success. CTU also offers resume-enhancing professional certificates that can help graduates gain recognition in their chosen industry. Please join us at our Denver Tech Center campus on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Colorado Technical University Graduate Degree Open House and learn how you can earn your master's degree in as little as 16 months. Again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 1. Call 303-362-2900 to reserve your seat today for this exciting event. Colorado Technical University, 303-362-2900. Where are you going?
That's what's doing it in Iraq. It's them damn Al-Qaeda. It's Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda.
Randy Rhodes.
And how in the hell do you say Nuri al-Maliki's name? Is it al-Maliki, al-Maliki? Nobody can agree. And nobody can say Ahmadinejad. No one, not even me. I just, I'm never.
Get Randy Rhodes.
No one can say the name and no one cares to. The media is so off the mark.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
For Alex Chesley, who may be listening. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 34 under partly cloudy skies. Open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. All right, here's an example. Let me set this up. You know what? In the old days of talk radio, before talk radio balkanized and you had progressive talk stations and you had right-wing talk stations and before all that stuff happened, and in the days when the hosts on talk radio stations, including myself, used to be extremely aggressive and could get angry, if somebody came on and made a statement, and as you the host, you knew that it didn't quite sound right, or if you knew for a fact that it was wrong, you'd go after the guest. You'd say, but wait a minute. Here's Tom Tancredo. Here's Mad Tommy Tancredo on KMGH Channel 7 talking about crime statistics and about Miami and his comments he made about Miami. And, of course, once again, he's defending them. And he gets the information totally wrong, and nobody on that television station bothers to say, but wait a minute. What about this? All right, listen, check this out.
Outspoken Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo is once again in the headlines. Some people in Miami are upset about comments he made about their city, and the congressman joins us now. Thanks for being here, Mr. Tancredo.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Tell us in your own words what you said about Miami.
Well, I just called it a third world country. We were talking about it in the contest. I was in Florida at the time, just a few miles north of Miami. I was at a conference. I was grabbed by someone, and they were doing a radio interview. And during the course of the conversation, which we were talking about, among other things, the fact that massive immigration into the country is changing the culture. And I said, look at in Miami, which is just south of us here, and you'll see a third world country. I believe that my statement is accurate in the context I was making it. I'm telling you that what we see in Miami today, it's not, by the way, totally unique to Miami, but Miami's a good example of a situation where massive immigration, both legal and illegal, of people who don't necessarily want to be Americans, and then they come into a city that tells them they don't have to be, that creates an interesting and, I think, sometimes unpleasant situation. It's also the truth that you've got incredible amount of violence. It is the murder capital of the world. There was just a documentary done by a Miamian saying that he had just gotten back from Baghdad, and he said he felt safer in Baghdad.
Well, let me interrupt you there, because and let's bring in Mike Landis, who's joining us from the newsroom, because we've gotten some questions from viewers today about this very issue. Mike.
Congressman, good to see you.
Hi, Mike.
Now, some of the viewers have emailed us to say they agree with you. Others call you a racist, and of course, that's not the first time you've heard that because of your stance on all of this. What do you have to say to them when they say that?
Well, I keep saying, you know, when people run out of any sort of intellectual argument on the issue, then they revert back to name-calling and epithets. And one of those epithets that I hear often is racist. This issue has got nothing to do with race. You know, do we have a culture here? Is there something we can identify as the American culture? It's not based on race, as far as I can tell, certainly. And there have been plenty of people that have come into this country over the years from a wide variety of countries and a wide variety of races. They have come here. They have become Americans. They have assimilated. That's all I am asking for. That's all I want to see happen. It's got nothing to do with what they are in terms of ethnic or even country of origin. It's not that at all. What I am talking about is a willingness to assimilate into an American culture. What is so ugly about that? What's so racist about that? Millions upon millions of people have done it, what being black, brown, or any hue in between. They've been able to do it. Why is it now that we're finding it so difficult? Well, we don't ask them to. We don't want them to learn English. We teach them in a language other than English in our schools. We actually try to put up barriers to assimilation. It's a very difficult thing, but really, it's got nothing to do with race.
Okay. He's made several statements here which fly in the face of the truth. Not one of those two reporters challenged him on anything that he had to say. So think about this. If you were casually sitting back watching that newscast and you heard Tom Tancredo, Mad Tommy, say what he said, you would think to yourself, well, he's got the information. I mean, what he says makes a lot of sense. He must be right. And then what you do is you turn around and you go to other people and you repeat that same information over and over again. Hey, did you hear about Miami? What about Miami? Well, you know, we better not go to Miami, because Miami has got the highest murder rate in the country. Really? Yeah. Well, you see, that's not true. How do I know this? I got a friend named Tom Downs. Tom Downs is a Chicago police detective. Tom Downs and I are good friends. Tom Downs is a Democrat and a liberal like we are. Mr. Downs is also a homicide detective. He works in Area 2 in Chicago. It's one of the roughest parts of the city. As a matter of fact, he's very, very happy this morning because the cold weather that came cuts down on the amount of activity. And he was streaming the show when we were talking about Tom Tancredo. So he sent me the following information. Here are the top 10 cities with the homicide rate per population according to the FBI statistics. Miami, Florida is not on the list. It's not even on the freaking list. The number one city is Baltimore, Maryland. Number two is Detroit, Michigan. Number three is St. Louis, Missouri. Number four is District of Columbia. Number five is Newark, New Jersey. Number six is Kansas City, Missouri. Number seven is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Number eight is Cincinnati, Ohio. Number nine is Cleveland, Ohio. And number 10 is Oakland, California. Miami is nowhere on the list. Now, did anybody at Channel 7 bother to go look up the crime statistics in Miami so that when they had Mad Tommy on, they could say, excuse me, Mr. Congressman, but we looked at the FBI homicide rate per population, and we found that you're not right, that that's not correct, that they don't list Miami. But nobody challenged Tom Tancredo. So the end result is Mad Tommy gets away with it. Mad Tommy also talked about assimilation. These statistics that I have here do not break down these homicides according to race. You can break that down. And it also does not break it down according to citizenship. Not once did either of the two people at Channel 7 bother to ask Tom Tancredo, hey, Tommy, you're leading us to believe that the homicide rate has to do with immigrants, both legal and illegal, coming into the country and not assimilating, and that led to the problem. What is your proof of that? Where do you get that? They didn't bother to ask. And then it gets into the whole question, which we could debate all day, which is, all right, how much assimilation is enough assimilation? I'm not accusing Tom Tancredo of being a racist. You know what I'm accusing Tom Tancredo of being? A huckster. A shyster. He's very smooth, and he distorts the facts, and he's a liar. Now, if you know Tom Tancredo, if you're with Tom Tancredo's office, or by some strange freak of luck, Congressman Tancredo, you're listening, you're free to call in. You're free to call in and tell us how you arrived at the idea that Miami is the murder capital of the world when the FBI statistics don't even list Miami. See, as a public servant, or even somebody in the media, I would be ashamed. If I were Channel 7, I would be ashamed. If I were Tom Tancredo, I'd be ashamed. I really would. 7:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, not a lot to speak of. Of course, that's great news if you're just making your way out. Average delays only along both I-25, I-70, usual hotspots. That includes downtown out to DIA. If you have a surface street crash in that area, southbound Tower at Pena, of course, you want to plan accordingly if you're headed up into the high country. We're getting some heavy snowfall. It's bogging down I-70. We have delays at the Eisenhower both directions while some ice chain up there. Slow going over both the Loveland and the Vail.
Get the good stuff. Get a grip on the perfect holiday gift with Napa's Vice Grip two-piece groove lock plier set. Quick, precise adjustments let you work fast and grab hold of fasteners, nuts, and bolts of all shapes and sizes. The slide button adjusts up to 50% faster, and the anti-pinch design prevents handles from pinching fingers. Pick up your groove lock plier set at Napa for just $34.99, plus save an additional $15 with mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
CU fans, both your University of Colorado basketball teams are back at the Coors Event Center this Saturday, December 2nd. At 2 p.m., the CU women will take on the USC Trojans, followed by the CU men versus the Northern Colorado Bears at 7 o'clock. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots and receive free admission at the door. To purchase tickets, go to CUBus.com or call 303-49-BUFFS. That's 303-49-BUFFS. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
The TomTom Give event. Give a TomTom and they'll give you $50 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. TomTom. Heck, give one to yourself. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Chili Peppers, 7:36 minutes past the hour. High today, 34. J. Marvin here. This show available on podcast at am760.net, or you can instant message me at am760.net. It's open phones as it is every Friday at 303-713-7600. And let's get back to the telephones. And we go to Cynthia in Denver. Cynthia, you're on am760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks so much for your program. Listen, I think earlier this week you were talking about Michael Richards and the banning of the word that everybody's so enraged about.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Jackson wants to ban that word.
Yeah, I'm a black woman, and I think it's absurd. I'm more concerned about my son being shot and me having to teach him as a black male how to minimize a confrontation that could result in that. And
well, shot by who?
The police officer.
By the police?
Yeah, I am the last shooting that was I'm not sure if it was in New York again of the young black male.
Yeah, except there's another side to that whole thing that's not getting a lot of coverage. You know, I have a lot of friends that are police officers. As I mentioned, my friend, they call him on the force, Tommy the Commie, because he's so left-wing, who gave me the FBI stats. And then I've got members of the Denver Police Department that are friends of mine. One of them is a lieutenant, and the other one's a training officer. And I've been through these academies, too, for media. You know, in that New York case, the guy driving that van, that vehicle, he did two things that is going to ensure that whether you're white, black, orange, green, or whatever, that you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. He first hit an undercover, a plainclothes officer. He hit a plainclothes officer, an undercover officer, who was standing on the sidewalk and knocked him over. Then he rammed a police van, not once, but twice. Now, given those circumstances, knowing as little as I do know about the whole police business, I would have shot at him too. Because well, I don't know whether he is trying to escape or if he's trying to kill me. Having said that to you, are there cases of officer brutality, and are there cases of officers who are downright racist and act like pigs? Yes, there are. But you're going to have that in every walk of life and everything that you encounter.
Well, and I don't think that I agree with what you're saying. I guess my bigger point is, it's almost past time for us to legislate if there's a possibility, or look at the policies that keep that type of culture from not investigating on a more it's hard to be a policeman, I'm sure. But extremely rough.
It's a very tough job.
It's also hard to be a black male, period. And the statistics released about the population in jail, the lack of jobs in general for teens and young black men. I just really think that Jackson is wasting his time in that regard. And, you know, I live discrimination, so words don't bother me. The policies and the institutional racism cripple my lifestyle. So a word is not going to make one bit of difference to me. So I just really think I had to call and say that, because it's just, it's absurd, you know, to focus on that when we live discrimination every day.
Well, I think you have, I think you have real good legitimate points. First of all, you can't legally legislate any word out of existence. That's number one. All you can do is you can encourage other people just not to say it. That's the most you can do. But you're right. There are bigger problems facing people of color in this country. There was a study released here 3-4 weeks ago, made the front page of the New York Times about the monetary and educational gap that exists between whites and blacks in school and out of school, and that gap has to be addressed, and we have to. We have to fix that. So you're right about that, and that's something that really we need serious work on. The other thing we need serious work on in this country is we really need to start paying attention about jobs. Jobs not only for African Americans, but jobs for everybody.
Yeah.
And so my feeling is the same as yours. My feeling is like, okay. It would be a good positive thing if people turned around and said, I'm not going to use that word, and I'm particularly not going to use it, and not going to teach my kids to use it, but what we really need to get going here is we really need to concentrate on aspects of economic and social justice.
I think that's the perfect route. And also, with the crime statistics of being so high with young black males, are people aware that congressmen that are convicted felons still keep their benefits?
Yeah, there's a bill pending that's going to be introduced by, I'm getting old now. If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you, because I just heard about it yesterday. There is a Democrat, and I don't know which Democrat it is, that is going to introduce a bill that would strip any congressman or senator who ends up behind bars. They would not receive their pension.
Now, see, I would like to support that, because I think when we start to look at our policies and just make them equal across the board, regardless, and enforce them, you know, that's how you start addressing disparity in treatment, when people are not shown, regardless of their status or color, preferential treatment. I mean, it's easier to explain to my son, situations that occur when everybody's treated the same or as closely as possible. But when the disparity in treatment keeps surging in one color bracket, one age bracket, it gets harder to explain and justify, why the law is like it is. And really, if you look at it, it's no different than the foreign policies that we try to invoke across the world, without consideration of others' cultures or how they want to live their life. But you do a wonderful job, and I thank you so much for, allowing me the opportunity to share. And I listen to you every day, and I just thank
you. Well, you're welcome to share. And you're welcome to be on here, and you're welcome, whether we agree or disagree or whatever the story is, I mean, you're welcome to get in here and put your 10 cents in along with everybody else. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you that Al Gore DVD, so hang on.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure, you bet. Hang on. All right. Take that call and give her what? What are you saying? Oh, okay. And give her that DVD. Okay, Virginia in Wheat Ridge. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, being a nurse, I just want to check in and make sure you're going to call your doctor and have your pro time checked.
Yeah, my pro time is being checked on Monday.
Yeah, well, you need to let them know that you're bleeding like that. At any rate, on this whole anger thing, I was kind of interested because a lot of this stuff sort of links together. The issue in the Civil War, going back to Lincoln, he didn't really want to make an issue of the slavery thing. He thought it would be too radical, there would be too much backlash for it, and apparently Britain had gone through some of this when they tried to do it, so he didn't do that until he needed more soldiers to fight for the North. And the thing with, you know, how this has continued and continued, first of all, the Goldwater candidacy was basically a backlash against the civil rights movement. And when he lost, the Republicans went into this major decades-long effort to turn the media around, call it liberal. I mean, they did think tanks, they did radio, they did
That's exactly
all
right.
Kinds
That's
of
exactly
stuff.
Right. You're right about
yeah.
that.
So, and, you know, if you read any of the books on that, I'm just working on the Republican Noise Machine, which is kind of interesting. And one of the things he brings up is that one of the first radio, at least modern radio talk show hosts that did a lot of anger stuff was Alan Berg, right here. Of course,
there was actually a guy before him. His name was Joe Pine. The thing about Joe Pine was, though, Joe Pine, while he was conservative to the point of being reactionary, He was an equal opportunity offender in that he would go off on anybody.
Ah, okay.
And well, could be extremely, extremely entertaining and funny.
Yeah, which does help. I mean, no question about that. The you know, the instances in the books that have been put out about conservatives being on cable TV, Tancredo, et cetera, you know, they're just incredible how many times even the facts known ahead of time, known to be wrong, are not challenged.
Right.
By, you know, whoever, Matt Lauer, anybody. And, you know, that's what happened with Kerry and the Swift boat thing. I mean, that stuff was all totally refuted. They just kept giving them ink and airtime to say, oh, well, we'll give them the chance to say their thing. Well, their thing has already been refuted. Why are you keep letting them have that time instead of addressing something more important? Well, that was... You know, that was the whole plan. And even though the media is not so much, you know, directly controlled, like you said, their thing was if the public is moving this direction, then they were trying to reflect the public plus the law. And that is one of the things that really does need to be looked at because it affected newspapers. It affected just about everything.
It did. And then the other thing that happened, the other thing that has happened over the years, too, has been, and this has been the fault of progressives and liberals because they've caused this to happen. They have relied on two sources, basically, for their information and also for their input. One has been newspapers, and the other has been National Public Radio. They have fled from talk radio. Instead of going to talk stations, and I've seen this over my career, instead of going to talk stations and battling it out with the hosts, they have just gone away. And what they'll tell you is I don't want to have to be involved with, or I don't want to have to be part of, you know, these screaming matches, and I don't want to have to listen to all of this. And so what has ended up happening is that those of us that are liberal and progressive talk hosts, and we've always been around. We've gotten hurt in this because there is no place for us now on mainstream, these big, huge right-wing talk stations. And in this format, we have to battle against people who won't come to talk radio because they feel that it's either intellectually beneath them or they lump us together with what I call the angry white man radio stations, and that's not what we're supposed to be. That's not what we are, and that's not what we're about. And so it's very hard to reach out and try to get those people involved. And that's what the struggle is for this format, is to get those people and to go to them and to say, hey, look, here's a place where you can go and agree and disagree, and you can also get involved in dialogue. And, yeah, the host may get a bit passionate with you, but you're always free to come back like the next day and try again, and nobody is going to, like, make an idiot out of you and try to beat your head in. You know?
Or cut you off.
Or, yeah,
hang up on you.
Only going to cut you off if they have to, like run out of time or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was just a survey taken by Media Matters that shows that most progressive and liberal talk hosts are more accommodating to other points of view than conservative hosts.
Yeah. Well, and the thing, you know, just the overall, it's been decades now that the right-wing radio shows have been spewing this anger and developing it, starting with Limbaugh right after Mort Downey crashed.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, I think there's an awful lot of people out there with this fear based on a lot of lies. But they got into this false reality that, you know, if the Republicans were in charge, then things would get better. And by golly, they didn't. They got worse.
See,
so I think there's a lot of uncertainty there.
Yeah, I think you're right. And see, you know, the difference between conservative talk show hosts now and again, a guy like Joe Pyne. Joe Pyne was in it for the theater. Joe Pyne was in it for the entertainment value. Joe Pyne just happened to have a conservative point of view. These guys that are on now, they're in it because they're conservative ideologues, and they're trying to sell the GOP line, and there is no little to no entertainment going on at all over there. It's just all screeching anger and complaints. Virginia, I got to run. Thank you.
Sure.
Appreciate the call. My favorite Joe Pyne of all time. He used to have a television show. This is in the 60s. Joe Pyne had been in World War II and had a wooden leg. One of the guests got mad, got up, punched Pyne in the face. Pyne rocked back in the chair, and because he had a wooden leg, Pyne couldn't stop himself, and he fell over backwards on live TV. It was great. Wish we could bring those days back. He also used to tell callers to take your false teeth out and put them in backwards and bite yourself. 751, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, all good for your drive around the metro. No wrecks, no major highway issues. Average speeds now along the north end of town on 270, I-76. I-70 looks good at this hour in both directions. No worries for the Boulder Turnpike. Now, southbound arteries are picking up. I-25 into downtown and through Thornton North Glen as usual. 225 at Colfax and DTC Boulevard. Great drive out of town along I-25. Right now, traffic at good speeds both north to Fort Collins and south to the Springs. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little warmer and windy, high of 37. Right now, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Preventing drug abuse really begins with preventing drug use. So have a talk with your kids today. Constructive communication is one of the most effective tools you can use to help kids avoid drugs and alcohol. A tip from the Speed of Sound, the area's number one mobile installation service. That's Bill at the Speed of Sound. Give him a call today at 320-4913. That's 320-4913 for the Speed of Sound. On the air because they care.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
So, am I allowed to clear my throat on the radio? I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, good. That felt better. 7:54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Extreme Monster Truck Nationals is this weekend, now with three huge shows at the National Western Event Center, coming up this Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 3rd at 2 in the afternoon. Tickets are on sale at All King Supers or TicketWest.com. Kids tickets are only $10. Man, kids love this. I used to love this when I was a kid. Watch as the Dragon Slayer, Spider-Man, El Matador, and more compete head-to-head. There'll also be motorcycle freestyle backflips and tough trucks. Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell from Rockies will be there with free hats and autographs. Stop by Rockies this Saturday from noon until 2. Spin the prize wheel for your chance to win tickets and for extreme deals and matching down incentives. That's Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Ask for Steve or Jason. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, and on top of that, you can see the inventory and find out exactly what it is that you want and what they got. Rockies has got over 650 vehicles on that lot, and I mean it is diverse. And now is the time to start thinking about the all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. I mean, this is the time to start thinking about it with this weather. And plus, on top of that, every car at Rockies has been winterized, so you know you're in top condition for the driving weather. Get out there and see my friends, the Alshires, my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshire. Go out there and see Spanky Herrera. Go out there and see Fred Labrato. Any of the folks working out of Rockies will take care of you. They're just great people. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, one convenient location, one huge selection. That's at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Get more with Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status
in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access for free. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
A billiards room, a home theater room, a playroom, maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room, made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Let's play a little PIL there. 757, 57 after the hour. High today, 34. Open phones here, as we do every Friday morning, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Zach in Boulder. Zach, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, I have a quick prediction for you this morning.
Sure.
About Tom Tancredo. After this ridiculous comment about Miami being a third-world country, I have a feeling that's going to be the last nail in his coffin, in the coffin of his presidential bid for 2008. You cannot alienate minority voters in Florida. I expect to have any chance of winning the presidency. And personally, if I were a Republican in Iowa or New Hampshire, I would steer well clear of this guy. But then again, I don't know how I would be a Republican in Iowa or New Hampshire anyway. But anyway.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think if he were to get on the presidential campaign trail and then start to have to go to Florida to campaign, he would... Not only from Republicans, and Cubans have a tendency to be heavily Republican, not only from Republican Cubans, but just from Cubans in general, and also other Hispanics, Latinos, and African Americans, he would catch. You're right about that, Zach. He'd catch a ton of crap. There's no way he can get around what he said. And plus, on top of that, as I pointed out, he's wrong. He's lying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be fair enough, he's already catching a ton of crap for it, and he certainly should.
Yep, I agree. Thanks, Zach.
All right, thanks, Jake.
All right, another hour of open phones coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, so stick around.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, always on your radio, always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of the secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain. allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's politics with a punch south of the border. Just an hour before Felipe Calderon was supposed to be sworn in as Mexico's new president, opposition lawmakers threw punches and chairs on the floor of Congress and tried to block the doors. CBS's Adrian Bard describes the bedlam.
They're picking up their chairs. They're using their chairs as barricades. These congressmen dressed in suits and ties and all elegantly prepared for a swearing-in ceremony. Instead, they're facing off with legislators from another party in a literal power struggle for control of Mexico's Congress.
Calderon took an oath of office late last night, but leftists who claim he stole the election say the law won't allow him to become president unless he takes the oath before Congress, so they're trying to keep him from doing that. Former President Bush was expected to attend the inauguration ceremony. Political turmoil, nothing new in Lebanon. Today, hundreds of thousands of pro-Syrian Hezbollah demonstrators are on the streets demanding the resignation of pro-Western Prime Minister Fuad Seniora.
The government is holed up in the Prime Minister's office. They're very concerned about snipers' bullets, so nobody wants to venture out of there. The army is in control of the streets mostly. The police are everywhere. Every intersection has a tank, practically, and fire engines.
CBS's Edward Uranian in Beirut. Well, it may not be coming soon to an airport near you, but it is coming to Sky Harbor International in Phoenix, a new X-ray machine that's supposed to be able to spot explosives hidden under clothing. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenefee.
The ACLU calls it a virtual strip search, the so-called backscatter machine, a vastly improved X-ray device for people, the first to be tested at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Backers say it can easily spot weapons, and its designers say that certain body areas will be blurred to ease privacy concerns.
The plows are doing what they can, but ice and snow are slowing travel across a wide swath of middle America. CBS's Cynthia Bowers tells us flight cancellations in Chicago are sure to have a ripple effect from coast to coast.
United and American out of Chicago's O'Hare decided to shut down operations last night, and they won't resume until noon today. That means hundreds of flights at this one airport have been canceled, which of course means thousands of flight delays for passengers around the country.
Power companies are struggling to repair storm damage that cut service to well over 2 million customers. In Baghdad, Iraqi forces supported by American helicopters swept through one of the city's Sunni neighborhoods in house-to-house fighting that killed one soldier and two civilians. Key points in the Iraq Study Group report have been dribbling out for days, but every word will be available in book form when that report's made public next Wednesday, to $11 a copy. The book of the 9/11 Commission report sold more than 1 million copies. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 26 points, NASDAQ's down 16. This is CBS News.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
New Michelin tires on sale from Sears, along with family, friends, and rum balls. Something to be thankful for. With new tires, you can drive to the store to buy the forgotten can of cranberry and the extra batteries. You can go to find the last-minute gift for that last-minute nephew who shows up late with his roommate. With Michelin tires, the holidays just seem brighter.
Get the lowest price of the year on Michelin tires, only at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/24/06.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760
Progressive Talk News update now. Prosecutors filing new charges against the driver who admits running down a family of four in downtown Denver. Brenda Stewart reports Lawrence Trujillo faces a total of 13 charges in that hit-and-run crash.
The Denver DA has added charges of child abuse resulting in death. The November 10th crash killed Rebecca Bingham and her two children. Police say Trujillo had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit when he was arrested 4.5 hours later. They also say Trujillo admitted that he knew he hit pedestrians and tried to hide his truck from police. The DA now looking into allegations that Trujillo and his passenger went to a strip club after hitting the family.
Brenda Stewart reporting. One person dead, another hurt after an overnight collision between a car and a garbage truck. It happened in Denver. Police say the driver of the eastbound vehicle hit the truck about 2 o'clock this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, with the exception of a new wreck westbound I-70 under 225, it's been a pretty ordinary commute. No significant delays on primary roads. C-470 eastbound starting to drag Broadway to University. You'll have a lot of company into downtown, southbound 25, 58th to Spear, and we're still working a bad wreck off the highway at Iliff and Sable. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little warmer, windy, high of 37. Right now, partly cloudy and 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Heading up to the mountains? You can get everything you need for a full day of skiing or snowboarding at your neighborhood King Soopers, like great lunch foods, snacks and refreshments, even lift tickets. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Superman Returns, Clerks 2, and Aunt Bully. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's partly cloudy. High today, 34. Let's get some of those snow, get some of that snow off those streets. All right, it's our Friday feature. We didn't have it last Friday, of course, because of Thanksgiving. And she has such a huge resume that we couldn't lug it in here. I mean, just give me a hernia. She's intelligent. She's bright. She's cute. She's on our side. Thank God. It's Christy Harvey.
Hello, how are you?
It's Miss Social Butterfly Christy. So let's start examining her right off the bat. All right, Kay, what movies
let's
have you
it.
Seen?
I saw Casino Royale.
Oh, did you? Did you
I
like
did.
It?
I loved it. Although, okay, I was a skeptic about the whole Daniel Craig as James Bond thing.
Yeah, most people are.
But I have to tell you, he's really good at running. There's a lot of scenes in the movie where he runs, and the whole time I just found myself thinking, wow, he's a really good runner. Like, he doesn't bob up and down. He pumps his arms the right way. He looks good when he runs.
Yeah, how about the cars in the movie? Wouldn't you go out and buy me one of those Aston Martins,
oh,
please?
Oh, my gosh. I'll get you one after I've gotten mine. How's that? Or the dresses that the Bond girl wore.
You like that?
Oh, I was like, I think I could totally rock that pink dress with all the straps in the back.
Well, as soon as I get a raise in pay, Mary won't mind if I buy you one.
Okay, awesome.
So now male members of the audience want to know: did you go with friends or did you go on a date?
Well, I actually took my parents. It was over Thanksgiving.
Oh. That's what I get for asking.
I was being a good and dutiful daughter.
Well, you know what? Look, though, this isn't a proven. At least you're out seeing a movie. 2 weeks ago, you weren't doing that. You were sick.
Exactly. So, you know, your baby steps back to the world of social life.
Yeah, so you're making it back. That's that's good news. Okay, I want to play this for you because Oprah was kind of talking about this last night, and this is really true.
Okay.
I've been in this whole thing on the air about, and you can jump in on this and speculate too, about what is it about conservatism? What is it about, and conservatism maybe isn't even the right word. What is it about being part of the right wing that they're into this whole angry white male shtick with a few, you know, exceptions being people like J.C. Watts and others. And they must be in a position now where they really don't have anything to rant and rave about, so now they make things up. And this is a really good example. Here's Mr. Pedantic, Dennis Prager, on Hannity and Combs, talking about this congressman who was the first Muslim elected to Congress, and give us a little bit of a listen.
Let me get Malik in here. I don't personally think the government should be able to dictate what any one person uses in terms of a religious book. That would be an establishment issue, as outlined by the First Amendment, Mr. Shabazz.
If the congressman has freedom of religion and his constitutional rights, he should be able to use a book of his choice. Fact check, Presidents Pierce, Hayes, Franklin Roosevelt, and Lyndon B. Johnson used no book. And
it's
I'm sure
true.
The congressman, as
true.
All Muslims it's... do, I didn't interrupt you.
You're right.
All Muslims respect the Bible, but he should have the opportunity. Now, your ignorance, Mr. Prater, Islam has contributed a lot to America. In the middle of the Supreme Court is, in the rotunda, is a statue or bust of the Prophet Muhammad, showing the respect that American law and jurisprudence has for the revealer of the Quran. Many of American presidents are Masons and Shriners who got to the 33rd degree and studied the Quran in secret and have the star and the crescent on their fez.
Malik.
So Islam is at the basis of Western and American civilization.
Malik, I want to ask you a question as it relates to Dennis's column. Thank you both for being here. And he says, you know, on what grounds will those of you defending this congressman's decision and his right to choose his favorite book, you know, would you allow them to choose, you know, Hitler's Mein Kampf, which is the Nazi Bible? In other words, where does this stop? Is there any limitations whatsoever? Does anybody get any choice they want, Malik?
Well, I think we're not talking about that expansive
of
notion
we
here. Well, if we are, then we should use no book. Because really, let's be honest, if Foley and Tom DeLay can swear on a Bible and commit severe acts of corruption after that,
this isn't about politics right now.
We should not mix. It is about politics. This is about swearing into Congress using a holy book. So much unrighteousness takes place after that swearing in. We should disassociate all holy books from Congress until Congress is cleaned up.
Dennis, so I want to ask you specifically, you said that his doing so will embolden Islamic extremists and make new ones, and they'll see it as the first sign of realization of the greatest goal, which is the, you know, making Islam the religion of America.
Well, as I wrote, there was two words there. I wrote, rightly or wrongly, they will view it that way. Yes, that is exactly how they'll view it. They're not going to say, oh, my God, we were wrong about America. Look, in fact, it's the most tolerant and open country in the history of the world. Something that we have never created in the Islamic world for Christians is now available to Muslims in America. They will not say that. Rather, they will celebrate.
Doesn't America include many Muslims? Isn't Islam the fastest growing religion in America? Shouldn't a Muslim congressman have the right to use his holy book and freedom of religion as another word?
Doesn't a Mormon have the right to use the Book
then
of
use
Mormon?
It. Go right
of
ahead.
Of course he has the right. I'm asking him not to. He will be setting a precedent.
And you're wrong.
That is
destructive.
And you are being
totalitarian.
Now, see, Christy, does it really make any difference whether a Mormon who's elected to Congress uses the Book of Mormon? Does it make any difference whether a Muslim congressman elected to Congress uses the Quran? And is Dennis Prager, he's so pedantic, is Dennis Prager going to turn around and then tell you and I that if the ultimate nightmare comes true and Mitt Romney becomes the president of the United States, that at his swearing in on his inauguration day, he picks the Book of Mormon, Dennis Prager is then going to cry foul?
Right. Well, my favorite part of it is that he's really concerned that somehow a 1943 Nazi is going to be elected and want to swear in on Mein Kampf.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, did he really just pull that out?
Yeah, that was Sean Hannity.
That was Hannity?
That was Hannity, who also has the... yeah, in other words, they got to go to like right to these extremes. But my point is...
It's crazy.
They have to manufacture stuff because they don't have anything, and that they always have to be angry about some alleged...
It's true. Look,
you know,
last year.
Something's going on.
Last year was the war on Christmas. Oh, my gosh. Everyone's wrecking Christmas. There will be no Christmas. Christmas is going away. Then all of a sudden, you know, Christmas is here this year, so they're like, ooh, can't really pull that one out very well again. What's next? Oh, okay. Let's freak out because somebody wants to be sworn into Congress as a Muslim on the Quran. I mean, who cares? And what part of the freedom to practice religion is Mr. Prager missing here?
I mean, their gas tanks are really running on low, aren't they?
I think they're just out of ideas. They are out of ideas.
Is it, Christy, that they're out of ideas or that the big I word is out there and they have no solutions, so therefore they don't want to confront the big I word, so they're off onto something else?
Well, exactly. They're over in the corner shouting, don't look over there, look over here, look at me, look at me. I'm being crazy guy. Don't look at Iraq. Look at me. Where's Ann Coulter when you need her? So, I think also some of the hot air actually goes to your head and gives you some sort of brain damage. You see it so often with these guys who are just so nutty with this stuff. But Prager's in a bad place with all of this. Because I think, you know, he's trying to do some weird kind of fear-mongering and sort of call on people's, you know, misunderstanding of Islam or the underground terror that everybody has about terrorists and that sort of thing. And I don't think he's going to get very far with it because I think most people sort of get that the Quran is a valid piece of religious literature that... You know, someone actually could be sworn in on. I don't know. It's just sort of nuts. Who cares? He's just crazy.
All right, but what do you? Not that I don't want to get to other things, but I want to get.
Sure.
I want to get this from you. So, what is it about these wing nuts that they're always angry? And if you listen to right wing talk radio,
right,
it's not only that they're always. That they're always angry. They're not even entertaining about it.
Oh, they're bullies. They're mean bullies.
But where does all that come from? Why are they always angry?
Well, my mom always taught me. In growing up, there was a boy named Joseph in second grade who used to try and push me down a lot. And I couldn't understand why Joseph was so mean because I'd done nothing to him. And my mom pointed out that being a bully and being so mean comes from insecurity. I think a lot of these guys know that they are just sort of mean guys out for themselves, know that if people really stop to listen to the substance of what they're saying, they would run in screaming horror, because I believe that most people are genuinely decent and genuinely want to help people who need help, want to smack down bad guys doing wrong things. And I think that these right-wing shockers are out there, and they know that the only way that they can hide their insecurities and hide their shortcomings is to just scream a lot and try and get people riled up, because once you strip that away, it's like the Wizard of Oz. There's no there there.
Hmm.
That's my personal thing, I think. I don't know. They could just be nuts.
And they're always nasty.
Always nasty. Always really nasty.
Why are they always... And do we have that... Let me just find one other one here, if John can find it in there, because we played it earlier this morning, and I've played it before. Do you have that Ed Rogers cut, John? He's sitting in the sunlight, so I can't see him. Okay. Here's David Schuster on Hardball with Ed Rogers and
right.
Joe Trippi. And Trippi does a lousy job. Trippi should not be booked on these shows because Trippi can't fight.
Right.
They should be putting people like me on there, or you, you know, who can get at it with them. But listen when they start to listen how Rogers comes off, you know, with his accent and the whole thing,
right,
and his nastiness about Barack Obama. Check this out.
Ed, Barack Obama is going up to New Hampshire. He's somebody I imagine
please.
Republicans should be fearful of.
Not
a great speaker. He's...
Help me, Dennis. Somebody that underestimates, and that'll come through in 08 if they're not careful.
And Barack Obama is going up to New Hampshire. He's somebody I imagine Republicans should be fearful of.
Not
he's a great speaker. He's...
Help me, then. It's somebody that underestimates Barack Hussein Obama. Please. I mean, this man is a blank canvas where people project their desires and their ideal candidate because nobody knows anything about him, and he has a deep voice. He has a deep voice. He gives a good presentation. Put me down as somebody that counts him out.
Thank you, Ed Rogers and Joe Trippi. Always very interesting. We'll have you both back.
See?
Look
put me down as somebody who doesn't like Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, so like he got that nickname in 1961 when Saddam Hussein was, was just a glimmer in a chemical shell eye.
What does it even mean? What does Barack Obama have anything to do with Saddam at all?
Because you know what it means. Because he comes across as being a dumbass white cracker.
Right. And it's also, but back on the insecurities thing, you know, he had that sort of squeaky, slightly girly voice and that accent. And the only thing he can think to hit Barack Obama on is, well, he has a deep voice. You know, it's like the guy who drives the big, long, fancy sports car. You know, when a guy is insecure about something because they're trying to overcome it somehow. And I think that's what Ed was doing there. But yeah, that was just nasty. There was no...
So what? Why can't he just say, like, all right, Barack Obama, interesting choice, but only been a state legislator, only a freshman senator, not enough experience.
That's not nasty enough. That's not going to get him attention. That's not going to get people going, oh, I can't believe you just said that. And his end result, and I think for a lot of these right-wingers, the end result is not, absolutely not, to have policy furthered or to have an actual discussion about points and an actual discussion about politics. Their point is to get in zingers. That's all they care about. If they can get the zinger in and if they can say something outrageous, you know, that's a good day for them. But they actually don't want to further the conversation because they don't have anything to say.
So should we start doing that?
No, that's boring. That's really boring. I like having smart discussions.
You know, come on, get us booked on one of these shows, and you and I can sit there and, like, do this. Well, we can have it all worked out ahead of time.
Right. That'd be great. That'd be so much fun.
Just sit there and do it between the two of us and leave the host and the opposing guests out. And, you know, they wouldn't have any idea what we were doing, and we'd just be sitting there doing that. Shooting insults back and forth about these people that we had pre-rehearsed. All right, let me get one serious news event in here.
Surely.
How about this headline? Forget the fence. How about cleaning up the corruption first? Explain that.
Okay, this is, I think, my favorite story I've read in weeks. Okay, a supervisor at the Department of Homeland Security just pled guilty because he had accepted over $600,000 in bribes.
Oh, jeez.
To fake immigration papers for people who couldn't get into the country legally. So people who couldn't come into the country would go to this guy, his name was Robert Schofield, and give him usually $10,000 per person, and he would fake their papers. Now, it gets really interesting because it turns out that this guy Schofield, who is a supervisor at DHS, about a decade ago, got in trouble when he was working for the INS because he was sleeping with some woman who was under criminal investigation for doing really bad immigration stuff. He got busted. He fled the country. He skipped town to go to East Asia. He ran up all these bills on government credit cards, $36,000 worth. And no one knows when he came back. No one knows what happened to that investigation. And nobody knows what the heck he's doing back at Department of Homeland Security. And Department of Homeland Security, they're not talking. So I've decided it's some big conspiracy, but
they owe us an answer.
It's at least really, really sloppy. You know, I get called a bunch of times with friends who are trying to get security clearances, and they ask me the craziest, most minute details. And all I could think of is, you know, I'm answering whether or not I ever saw Jeff drunk in college, and this guy, you know, can waltz back in and take over this Department of Homeland Security job. That's crazy. And so every time I think that nasty right-wingers start talking about that foolish fence that they want to build across the border down between Mexico and here, all I want to say is forget that stupid fence. Clean up the corruption at the Department of Homeland Security first.
That is a weird... That story is just so weird.
Well, and the only reason that this guy got busted was that they realized he started clearing people that could have had terrorist ties. You know, he was clearing people from Indonesia and places
great.
Where Al-Qaeda is huge. And this comes on the heels of the story from yesterday that the Department of Homeland Security has misplaced 111,000 files on citizen applicants. And they decided since they don't have files on these people, saying whether or not they're, you know, connected to Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, they just clear them anyway. And they cleared this guy and made him a citizen even though he was, like, a big Hezbollah guy. And I'm like, hi,
yeah,
what are
right.
you doing?
Our Department of Homeland Security.
You know, take the flask from your bottom desk drawer, dump it out, and stop being so drunk
well,
at
listen,
work.
listen, as Dick Cheney says, this is, you know, this is the post 9/11 world, and you and I just don't understand it. And apparently neither do they.
Well, the next time that they make me take my shoes off at an airport, I just want to be like, you know what? I will for you if you just stop making terrorist citizens.
Yeah,
or at least
exactly.
don't throw away the files.
Okay, one more before I'm forced to break.
Sure.
I'm doing one more. I don't care.
Do it.
Turk's like going, you gotta get traffic.
Sorry, John.
Screw traffic. Okay, because I need for you to explain this one to me.
Okay.
First of all, you can't be Rocky at 50 years of age.
No, you're fighting is senility at that point.
Okay, that's number one. And then second of all, why are they going to market this to evangelicals?
They are doing a huge marketing push to evangelicals. It's because they found out that there's this untapped market of people who are willing to fork over cash from the Passion of the Christ. The Passion of the Christ marketed itself directly at churches, and churches brought their congregations together, and it was a thing. I mean, my parents did it. You went with your church to see the movie. And so Sylvester Stallone was like, well, that's a great idea. I'm going to market Rocky directly at churches. So we got the lists from his buddy Mel, and they are marketing it directly at church groups, and they're talking about how, you know, Rocky is like believing in Jesus and blah, blah. It's the weirdest thing. It is so,
it's
kind of sick. It's really, really weird to try and exploit people's Christianity, people's religion, to go make money off of some boxing movie. Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah, I do think it's weird. I think it's really weird. And what I think is that now you and I have to track this.
We do. Sylvester Stallone, you'll love this. Sylvester Stallone actually said, the church is the gym of the soul. That's his rationale for why you should give him money to see what is going to be a wretched movie. The church is the
All
gym
right.
of the soul.
When is this movie going to be out?
It's coming out December 22nd, just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. So here's the deal.
Okay.
We got to go see it. Okay? And then
yep.
we got to track the box office attendance on this movie.
I can't believe you're going to make me see Rocky.
Well,
oh,
yeah, so
I know.
So we can talk about it.
I'll go.
And then we got to talk about the box office attendance.
We absolutely do.
And then we'll see if the scheme works, right?
We'll see if it works.
Okay, I'll talk to you next Friday. It's always a pleasure to have you on, Christy.
Excellent. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, love you a lot. There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress.
Whatever it is
that you would wake up at 4 a.m. to buy.
That you would drive to another state to look for.
That you would wrestle in the store aisle to obtain.
That you would have a smackdown with a stranger over.
That you would tackle the store manager to get your hands on.
You can get it on eBay. With more gifts than you can imagine, from satellite radios to snowboards, you can do all your shopping any time of the day or night without losing your sleep or your dignity. Whatever it is, you can get it on eBay.
Up eastbound at Brighton. We're in good shape on I-76. Eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike is packed at Federal. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little warmer and windy, high of 37. Right now, partly cloudy and 25. I'm Tina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen six distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
Rapid International USA in Commerce City reminds parents that 350,000 American children were reported missing last year. Do your part in the war against child abduction by calling 1-800-THE-LOST with any information that can help authorities find a missing child. This message from Rapid International USA in Commerce City, standing tall in their commitment to quality, integrity, and pride. That's Rapid International USA in Commerce City, where Dennis and his fine staff wish all a safe holiday season.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Where are you going? It's a simple question, but the answer may not be so clear. For over 40 years, Colorado Technical University has been helping people just like you improve their lives and advance their careers through quality education. At CTU, our bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees are taught in a fast, focused, and fun environment from faculty that truly care about student success. CTU also offers resume-enhancing professional certificates that can help graduates gain recognition in their chosen industry. Please join us at our Denver Tech Center campus on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Colorado Technical University Graduate Degree Open House and learn how you can earn your master's degree in as little as 16 months. Again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 1. Call 303-362-2900 to reserve your seat today for this exciting event. Colorado Technical University, 303-362-2900. Where are you going?
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
coming back home.
You know, I hear us play this all the time, but I can never figure out what this is at 8:31. 31 minutes past the hour. What song is this, Turk?
It's called Prisoner by 311.
Okay. So I really like this. I just couldn't figure out what it was.
Check it out.
All right. Open phones underway here, and you know what? We can talk to Chrissy Harvey, so now the lines are blank. And how many more DVDs do we have to give away? I got one more to give away, Inconvenient Truth, this hour, one more next hour. And don't suck free energy off the phones. Get off your half moons and use them. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. I also have an insult email to read, and we'll do all of that unless... Gina wants me to do it now.
Gosh, don't make it my decision.
Boy, I just been putting you on the spot this morning, aren't I?
Yes.
Well, this guy really, you know, is, I don't know if it's insulting, but I mean, he's full of it, and I wrote him an email back and challenged him. You want to hear what he has to say?
Okay. Sure, why not?
Okay. Jay, you're killing any hopes for our Democratic Party to move past the midterms. Your stance on immigration is a disgrace. Furthermore, it is not a position held by most liberal thinkers. Furthermore, you are turning people on the fence to jump to the right and run. In conclusion, I know of 9 people who have stopped listening to liberal radio because of your position. Wonder if you or your employer knew of this pandemic. Hopefully after your surgery, your appetite for fats will lessen, your hunger for America will grow.
Ouch.
Well, yeah. But see, this guy doesn't sign it. I should give his email address on the air. Is there any law against that? Why don't we have a quasi-management person in the next room? Is there any law against me giving his email address on the air? Because once they email us, it becomes our property, right?
Don't ask me. I'm not an attorney.
You know? Oh, John Turk goes, I wouldn't. Okay, now explain on the microphone why you wouldn't. You know, keeping in mind that you're the world's biggest chicken and you never want to be a part of any crime I ever might want to commit. All right, so why? Why say no, John? Why no?
A phone number, a personal email. A phone number's fine at some business, but a personal email, I don't know. It just seems a little uncool to me.
Yeah, but I never said I was cool. You have me confused with somebody else. John's mad. Are you mad, Johnny? Is that what's bugging you? Okay. So anyway, I wrote this guy an email back, and I just said, okay, you know what? I'll bet you that you don't even know my position on the illegal immigration, and if you do, please tell me what it is, because I'd like to know, and I'll bet you know no more about my position on illegal immigration than you know nine people who have stopped listening to the radio station. And then, by the way, P.S., I did more this last election cycle, both in money and time, to get Democrats elected than you probably did, and on and on and on. So we'll see if this brainstem answers me or not.
He's listening right now, I'm sure.
No, he turned the radio off. He doesn't like me anymore.
Oh, I doubt that.
Just because I'm from open borders, and I think anybody should be allowed in this country regardless of who they are.
Wow.
I don't believe that. But that's what they always say to you, though. See, that's what I'm saying. If you don't see, they, you know what they do? Here's what they do. They do what the Bush administration does, okay? They set up a false argument. Here's the false argument. Either you allow me to wiretap the way I want to wiretap, or we can't wiretap at all. No, that's not what's being said here. What's being said here is, follow the Fourth Amendment, follow the FISA law. What this guy's doing is, and what these people do is, they say, either you see the subject of illegal immigration the way I see it, or you're for no immigration controls whatsoever. No, it's called a reasonable middle ground. That's all. Find a middle ground. That sounds logical to you, doesn't it, Gina?
I guess, the way you put it, I guess that sounds fair.
Find a middle ground. Find a workable middle ground. Don't be an extremist. I don't want anything to do with extremists. And if it costs me my job on the radio station, so what? I don't care. I'll get a job at Rockies as a lot tech. But I don't want anything to do with extremists.
You might like that better anyway.
Because extremists always get us into trouble. Your people ought to know that. I couldn't resist. All right, listen, what's going on with traffic?
All right, well, we're slammed on I-25 northbound now. It's due to a crash blocking the fast lane, the Franklin Street Bridge, so we've got major backups there. In fact, all the way back to Yale. You want to try to avoid that area if you can. A less severe issue affecting the westbound lanes, I-70 near Chambers. Had some stop and go there back to 225. Turnpike starting to bog down now. Boulder bound at Pecos due to a new mishap.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
CU women will take on the USC Trojans, followed by the CU men versus the Northern Colorado Bears at 7 o'clock. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots and receive free admission at the door. To purchase tickets, go to CUBus.com or call 303-49-BUFFS. That's 303-49-BUFFS. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call
our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
If you're out Christmas shopping and the budget's really lean, stop in at Checker Auto where our gifts will save you green. A Jack, a ramp, a tool, a mat to keep the car floor clean. All from Checker, your low-price shopping scene.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our 3-in-1 digital cameras. It's a PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in two styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each. All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
It's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, that guy's email I mentioned... I answered him, and it didn't do any good because the email just bounced back. Nice try, pal. 8:40, it's 40 minutes away from, it's 40 minutes past the hour. High today, 34, and partly cloudy. I also got another complaint email, too, about some guy who says that I have lack of character. Because he sent me an email, he was complaining about last week about my talking about the Michael Richards using the N-word fiasco, and I guess he wanted me to talk about something else. And I answered him, I sent him an email back, said, well, you know, if you don't like it, I guess you just turn the radio off. Don't listen. So now he's upset, and he's going to turn the radio off completely. Then he claims I continue to go on and complain about his email, which I don't even remember. Anyway, what can you do? I'm unpopular. I have no friends. God, what's going to become of me? I think I'll just go out in the parking lot after 10 o'clock and back my car over my head. All right. On the line is Bill Menezes from Colorado Media Matters. I never get Bill's name right, so I'll just call him Bill M. Bill M.
You just got it right.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, perfect.
So I guess you're not going to write me a complaint letter.
No, so yeah, don't back the car over your head just yet.
Okay. Earlier we played a cut of Mr. Tancredo on Channel 7, where he's claiming that Miami is the murder capital of the nation. Neither of the two reporters on Channel 7 had the guts nor the integrity to challenge this claim by Mr. Tancredo. Because it turns out that according to the top 10 cities with homicide per rate population, and this is according to the FBI, not only is Miami not number one, they're not even on the list. I know that doesn't shock you, does it?
No, not really. I mean, once we saw that, we, you know, our eyes immediately jumped and our ears opened up, and it took about 2 minutes to go to the FBI criminal statistics, which they compile annually, and you're right. I mean, he actually said Miami is the murder capital of the world, which... was an even more outrageous.
Yeah, well, then that would make it even worse, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. You know, the fact that neither Ann Trujillo or Mike Landis, you know, would stop to think, really, of the entire world? Where can I see that figure? And, you know, then it would have been fine. But Miami's murder rate, if memory serves, was about 14 per 100,000 population. I believe the leading city on the FBI's list for 2005 was Baltimore.
Yes, it's Baltimore, Maryland.
And their rate was literally triple what Miami's was. So Miami isn't even the murder capital of the eastern United States, you know. And this kind of gets to what we, you know, what we have an issue with a lot of the media, and that's that they listen and they won't respond or they won't dare ask a question. Why? I, you know, could come up with
a number
of reasons.
That was going to be my next question. My next question to you was going to be, why do you think it is an Ann Trujillo, who I met once a long time ago and seems like a really nice person, and I don't know Mike Landis. Why would they not follow up and say, well, wait a minute, that sounds a little weird. Can you, you know, can you qualify that?
You know, I can only speculate, but knowing how TV newsrooms work, I think that their focus is not really on getting a story, it's on getting a soundbite. And for them, that becomes the story. So the story is not just, okay, what is Tom Tancredo saying this time and why? It's, you know, the story is not, okay, is what he is saying true? There's never a question that asks, is this really true? And that's where the whole problem starts. I think that a lot of journalists in general, not just TV journalists, although the problem seems to be more common there, aren't thinking critically. They're not thinking the first main question any reporter should ask, is this guy telling me the truth? And how can I find out whether or not he is? And, you know, this gives rise to the whole world of Tancredo, where he decides, and there was a pretty good write-up on his MO in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, I want to get attention, so I'm going to say something outrageous and try and get somebody like Governor Jeb Bush in Florida, you know, to get into a cat fight with me.
Yeah, you're talking about what you're talking about is you're talking about the Jim Spencer column. Tancredo whinges on the fringes.
Well, yeah, and there was also actually a news column, I think, that Engelmeyer did about the same subject in the Rocky, and the problem is the media play along by not asking the big question, is what he is saying true? So then the story becomes the catfight, and unfortunately, that's how somebody with crazy opinions gets attention, regardless of whether there's any merit
to
their attention.
But you know something else? Let me tell you something else it does, because I run across this all the time. Here's something else it does. Somebody sitting and watching that takes that to be true, then turns around and repeats it to somebody else. Then they turn around and repeat it to somebody else. Then eventually, in the argument, it eventually finds its way to somebody like me or to somebody. And you know on the face of it that it's a talking point and that it isn't true. In other words, because Ann Trujillo basically and Mike Landis basically both just laid down to Tancredo and let him get away with it, it becomes part of conventional wisdom. It gets out there, and then other people use it instead of doing what they should do, which is to say, wait a minute, and you know what? We all slip. I do it sometimes, too. Okay, I have callers on here who make statements that aren't true, and sometimes, because I don't want to appear to be a bully, I just let them get away with it, which is wrong. I mean, and people call me to task for it, and they're right about calling me to task for it, but why let him get away with that? Why not say, well, wait a minute, you're calling it the murder capital of the world. So now let me get this straight. You're trying to tell me there's more violence in Miami than there is in Baghdad? Come on, no one's going to buy that. There's no way to sell that.
Not only that, but it's easy to find out. It's easy to find out, is this true or not? It took us about 2 minutes to find out. I mean, thank goodness for the Internet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you, Jay, what you've just described is the definition of the conservative echo chamber, and that is how the conservative movement uses the media to get its talking points out there, by going to mainstream journalists who they're confident most of the time are not going to be critical or challenging about their assertions, and saying it to an audience of hundreds of thousands of people on the evening news. And then it gets repeated again and again.
You know, the other thing, too, is the lines have become blurred. Because talk show hosts are not journalists. Talk show hosts are entertainers. And journalists are journalists. You work and you do the 10 o'clock news or the whatever, 5 o'clock news or whatever it is on Channel 7 or 31 or whatever it is. You're technically supposed to be a journalist, not an entertainer. And there should definitely be, and 35, 40 years ago there were, there should definitely be a different set of rules for them than there are for us. Because in many times, what we end up doing is advocacy radio. They're not there to do advocacy anything.
I agree. They're a completely different animal. But then it gets into the question of, okay, what is the motivation of a local network news anchor, an Ann Trujillo or an Adele Arakawa, to be more than a talking head? Right? I mean, you look at what they're set up.
Well, I don't know. It's either, you know what it is? It's either they agree with them or they're lazy and they just, or there's something, there's some unwritten code that you don't bully or pick on the guest.
Well, and see, I think you can be critical without bullying. I mean, you just brought up a great point. If somebody says something like Tom Tancredo said that is incredible, whether or not you have the proof that it's actually untrue, how hard is it to say, well, Congressman, I'd love to know where you got the fact for that. I'd love to know where I can find that statistic. And that's all it takes.
All right, point taken.
Yeah, you don't have to bully to be critical. But the main thing is that people, the viewers, the readers, they have to hold the news disseminators accountable. And that's hopefully where we come in at colorado.mediamatters.org. We give them the information so they can go to the general manager or the news director at KMGH and say, why did your newscast allow him to get up there and lie?
Boy, I'd love to sit down with the news director of Channel 7, play that clip for him, and ask him why he let them get away with that. I really, really, really would love to get an answer. I wonder if he'd talk to me on the air. I bet you he wouldn't.
You could give it a shot, but we've tried to have dialogue with some of the news directors, who shall remain nameless, over similar stories where there were clearly factual problems in significant news stories that they broadcast, and they're not going to bite.
Let me get the quick ruling here of an impartial judge. Mr. Turk, should we try to raise this with Channel 7? You want to save these clips and raise them with Channel 7 and see if we can get somebody on? Mr. Turk says we should do that. All right, we're going to do that.
You definitely ought to try.
All right, we are going to try. Bill Menendez.
Bill M. is great, Jay.
Bill M., thank you, man. I appreciate it. Plug your website again.
Colorado.mediamatters.org.
Okay, we'll get together and we'll swap stories, and I'll let you know what happens with this thing about Channel 7.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, man, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right, your call is coming up here. Don't go anywhere. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're dealing with a two-car wreck at the Franklin Street Bridge. It's a bad one. Looks like it's in the far left lane, so we're seeing some very heavy delays right now. All the way through your bridges on northbound I-25 right now, that stop-and-go extends to Yale, so you may just want to bail off, avoid this altogether. Still had some collision cleanup westbound I-70 between Chambers and 225. Had a bad wreck off the highway at Iliff and Sable, and a brand-new one. Watch out for it at Parker and Havana. If you are headed toward Boulder using the turnpike, you're going to find that jam up between Broadway and Pecos due to a crash there. Again, that's Boulder bound. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies. It'll be a little warmer for us. Windy, though. High of 37. Right now, we're under partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
One simple act will change two lives. Ed Asner, John Newton, and Alice Evans star in
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Superman Returns, Clerks 2, and Aunt Bully. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Get the good stuff.
Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with the new NAPA No. 55 Race Car Transporter Toy Truck. It's over 25 inches long with an authentic 2007 NAPA paint scheme. Made for ages 4 and up, this limited edition truck features stamped steel and ABS plastic construction with full cab interior, working lights, rear trailer doors, and engine horn and air brake sounds. Get it for just $29.99 only at NAPA. NAPA, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in two styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each. All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
It's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
Are you
you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 55, 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 34. It's open phones. And let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Jules in Denver. Jules, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for taking my call. This is Jules. You're the best, man. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Yes, Jay, I'm calling concerning immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a part of immigration that no one is talking about, and I'd like you to bring attention to that, especially for Tom Tancredo. And it's what I call prostituting America. And, Jay, do you know that there is a part of immigration that anybody with $1 million can come and live in the U.S. with no questions asked?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure, due to economic status, you bet.
Yeah, and that's not fair. Now, you think about it. Who has $1 million? It's not those Hispanics that cross the border. Those folks come here to work. And I respect them for that. And Tom Tancredo doesn't talk about those people. Think about it. Who has $1 million? It's most likely Osama bin Laden. It's not those Hispanics that cross the border.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. There's also the wet foot, dry foot policy that the Cubans have, and there's very little discussion about that rule, that archaic rule, too.
I know. They always brand the weak and the defenseless among us. And that's not fair. You know, myself, I'm from Congo, and I've lived here for more than 20 years. And I consider myself an expert in immigration because I've followed it all my life. And they're only picking up the defenseless and the people that don't have any defense, that don't have nothing. Talk about the 1 million, the prostituting America. And that's the most dangerous place to start.
Well, you know what? That's absolutely right. And those people who come here and run into immigration problems, and that they have money, and they can get high paid immigration lawyers, and they have a declarable income. They're treated totally differently than somebody who fights their way through the hot desert and gets picked up in Arizona and then taken to the Border Patrol station. And that what you're talking about has been going on in this country for years and years and years and years and years. And it needs to be evened out. Jules, thanks for calling, man. I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to get that Al Gore DVD, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, man. Hang on, brother.
All right.
All right. More open phones coming up. We'll be right back.
Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Battery trouble? Then get in the zone. AutoZone, before battery trouble leaves you stranded. Fact is, if the battery in your car is more than 4 years old, you're at risk. Don't take chances. Get to AutoZone now. AutoZone has batteries for practically every car and every budget, including our best-selling Duralast battery, backed by a 7-year warranty and a 2-year free replacement guarantee. So don't risk getting stuck with a dead battery. Just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons the Home Depot is my holiday decorating headquarters. Number three, they have everything to create an instant winter wonderland. Number two, the prices are cause for celebration. And number one, I'm in, I'm out, I'm decorating.
In one stop, the Home Depot can help turn your home into a showplace with our exclusive new Holiday Home Accents Collection. From trees to stockings and all the trimmings inside and out, it's time to get festive at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Turmoil inside Mexico's Congress on the morning Felipe Calderon taking the oath of office as the country's next president. Before the ceremony, lawmakers from rival camps squared off in a literal tug of war over power. CBS News reporter Adrian Bards at the scene.
In one corner of Mexico's Congress, a group of legislators from the leftist PRD party, some dressed in tennis shoes and jeans and Levi's jackets, are shouting no to Calderon. On the other side, in front of the podium, dressed in suits and ties, members of Felipe Calderon's party have taken the podium so that the leftists can't get there.
From Mexico City to Beirut, thousands of demonstrators rallying their supporters of Hezbollah and its pro-Syrian allies, trying to drive Prime Minister Fuad Senyora from office. There is a new twist in the mysterious death of a former Russian KGB officer. CBS News reporter Larry Miller with details from London.
A month ago, former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko had lunch at a London sushi restaurant with a contact, Italian academic Mario Scaramella. Litvinenko was poisoned that day with the radioactive polonium-210. He's dead. Now Scaramella has tested positive for that same poison, though he is not believed to be suffering symptoms. When they met, Scaramella gave Litvinenko the names of those suspected of murdering a Moscow journalist. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
From the southern plains to the shores of Lake Michigan, snow blowers and shovels are out as people deal with the season's first big snowstorm. Three highway deaths have been blamed on the weather. Hundreds of thousands of customers are without power, and hundreds of flights have been scrubbed. And there is the monumental job of trying to clear the roads. Here's CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers.
In the Chicago area alone, there are 9,400 miles of streets that need to be scraped after a snow. That's the distance from Chicago to the Philippines, if you can imagine that.
Seven San Francisco police officers may lose their badges over controversial video skits. More from KCBS reporter Bob Melrose.
The chief will deal with 28 officers and could suspend each up to 10 days. But seven others face more serious allegations and will go before the police commission, where they could possibly be fired. Those hearings take months to get started, are slow moving when they do, and are slowed by legal maneuvers. The tape shows officers making fun of minorities and the homeless.
More signs that the brakes are on the economy. The Institute for Supply Management says for the first time in more than 3 years, the manufacturing sector contracted in November. And the Commerce Department says in October, construction activity plunged by the largest amount in 5 years. Home building fell for the seventh straight month. And checking Wall Street's reaction to all of this, not good. The Dow is off 75, the Nasdaq down 24 points. This is CBS News.
The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for every musician on your gift list. Save 50, 60, up to 75% off. Plus, don't pay for a full year on total purchases of $299 or more. Great holiday deals like acoustic guitar packs from Fender, only $99. Casio portable keyboards, just $79. Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Guitar Center's December deal days are going on now. Don't miss it. Now online at GuitarCenter.com.
Well, we're here with CompUSA computer expert Meg Pixel.
Hiya, Bob.
Meg, I'm getting my brother Stu a notebook computer this holiday.
Oh, he's also going to need software, a bag, an optical mouse.
Wait. I don't like Stu that much.
Oh, relax, Bob. At CompUSA, you can get complete gift packs.
Uh-huh.
You start with your main item, like a Sony Vaio C140 notebook, now with $150 instant savings, and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more.
So I can get everything Stu needs?
Exactly. There are lots of complete gift packs to choose. See your local CompUSA for details.
What a guy I am. He usually gets me a bun warmer.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM760 local news update now. An overnight accident in Denver between a car and garbage truck leaves a woman dead. The unidentified driver of the car slammed into the truck about 2 a.m. this morning. Plans in the works for an improved Interstate 25. CDOT Senior Project Manager Tony Gross says they've identified $294 million worth of needed improvements to the corridor from Broadway to 6th Avenue and on 6th Avenue from I-25 to Federal. One of the first priorities, closing the Bryan interchange of 6th Avenue.
That's the worst interchange in this metro area for accidents, and we'll be beefing up Federal interchange to address the movements and the traffic that previously used Bryan.
But the state still hasn't put aside enough money to pay for all the proposed improvements. Gross hopes state lawmakers and the governor will allocate more money for the projects. No more John Elway. The Florida company that bought the car dealership from number 7 9 years ago is going to stop using his name on the dealerships. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We've got a late morning wreck eastbound I-70 at Peoria. Two cars there. Still clearing out traffic from an earlier issue, northbound 25 at the Franklin Street Bridge. Looks like the wreck's out of the fast lane, but we still had some rolling backups there. Biggest issue, too, for the Boulder was a wreck on Boulderbound on the turnpike. Watch out for a little slowing still from Broadway to Pecos. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
I could be right.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. High today 34 and partly cloudy. So some sunshine, but not as much as we would hope. Open phones here on this Friday, 303-713-7600. If you missed any or any part of this show, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. And on top of that, you can instant message me at the same place. All right, let's get back on the phones. We go to Jackie in Fort Collins. Jackie, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to say something about the menorah issue in Fort Collins. I tried to get in yesterday, but I couldn't. And I just really, it's very disappointing to me. I came from the Cleveland area a couple years ago. It was very ethnic, and that was one of the best qualities about it. My family this year, we are 12 people strong, and I was thinking, it's a small family, but my family is very big. Because when we get together for Christmas this year, we will have a Muslim, a Jew, Christians, an agnostic, and an atheist. And we will sit down and we will eat together. We will laugh, cry, argue, agree, and just have a generally good time. And
yeah, that doesn't shock me. And I love Fort Collins. And the people in Fort Collins and in Greeley are really, really nice, good people. But I guess they just don't like Jews.
I can't believe it's the people of Fort Collins.
No, it's not. Of course, it's the leadership.
Yeah, this is such a terrific place to live. I'm so grateful that I'm here. It took me 5 years to get here. But it could use a little more ethnicity, to be honest.
Yeah, but so could a lot of places. I mean, you know, you talk about a place that has no ethnicity. Look at Boulder.
I'm not that familiar with Boulder, but, you know. It's a disappointment to me that they wouldn't allow that. And waiting to get on, I was sitting in a nice chain restaurant having a lovely breakfast because I'm one of those hard-working night nurses up here. And they had Christmas music going constantly. And I was thinking, geez, you know, I don't always want to listen to Christmas music, you know. And there are a lot of people that have a hard time at Christmas. And, you know, but it's always there, and I don't know.
It's just one of those things you got to put up with.
Yeah. You know, the whole idea of Christmas, and I was not raised very, you know, religiously, but to me, religion and Christmas and the celebration of these things is supposed to be about love and tolerance.
Yeah, so, that's what it's supposed to be about. And you'd think for like a couple of weeks out of the year, we could all remember that and somehow try to have that happen, but I guess not. Maybe that's asking too much.
I know, but boy, if this world ever needed it, we need it now, I think, with what's going on in the Middle East. You know?
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe the people in Fort Collins, maybe the leadership in Fort Collins will see their way clear to allow Jews to express themselves and make that situation more inclusive by in Old Town there by having a menorah. Maybe it'll happen. We can always ask Santa to bring us a menorah.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be. What kind of nurse are you?
I am a mental health nurse.
Oh, wow. That's a tough job.
Yeah.
Do you work in a lockdown situation?
Yes.
Boy, I've been in a lockdown situation before.
Yeah, it's very interesting, you know, and it also makes you thankful for everything that you have, too.
I wouldn't mind doing that for a living. What you do?
It's interesting. It's interesting. You get a lot. You get a lot from your patients, believe me.
Makes you realize the depth and the scope of humanity, and it also makes you realize about how complicated and I'm looking for another word other than complicated. That the human mind really is, and that how important mental health really is, and how it isn't really taken very important in this is an important subject in this society.
Absolutely, and it also we get faced with, you know, the patients that come in. If someone is a diabetic or has cancer, it's you know they can talk about it,
right.
But mental health is still sort of, you know, a kind of a scourge.
Yeah.
Or there's a stigma to it that's totally unfair.
Yeah, you don't talk about it. You don't talk about it. And if you do talk about it, then what will end up happening is people will say, well, you know, you're just trying to get sympathy. But
yeah.
It can be because very few people will come across publicly and say, yeah, you know, I'm a bipolar manic depressive, and, hey, I'm on medication, and, you know,
I really admire you for your honesty. The first time I heard that on your show, I was like, wow. You know, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't do it like to make excuses for my sometimes erratic behavior or to get praise out of people. I just want people to know that if I can do it, anybody can do it, and that the more we discuss it, the more we desensitize it, and that it is a treatable situation. But the thing you got to do is you got to get a good doctor, you got to listen to your doctor, and you got to realize that it's like anything else worth having, that you got to struggle to try to get it.
Exactly.
And there's no easy way out.
No. And it's, you know, it's one of those other things that, that we just need more tolerance for, besides a person's religion or ethnicity. You
right.
know, that's another one of those things. And I don't know. I'm just, like, very grateful for my family because we get such a terrific perspective. And I gained a Jordanian Muslim son-in-law about 9 months before 9/11 happened. And he sat there and cried with the rest of us when the towers came down. So
yeah, that doesn't shock me either. You know, Muslims, immigrants, people who are born here who become Muslims, they care just as much about the United States as anybody else. And anybody who says that isn't true is simply lying. Jackie, thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad I got in.
I'm glad you got in, too.
Have a good holiday.
All right. We'll see you later.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
By the way, Representative Nancy Pelosi chooses Sylvester Reyes as chairman of the House Intel Committee. And if my memory serves me correctly, Sylvester Reyes is from El Paso, Texas, one of my favorite places. Brian in Lafayette. Brian, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, I figured out a couple years ago, as far as I can tell, the something that explains the problem when we talk about the right wing and in the media and all the problems we have with it, and it's that the lie is simple and the truth is complex. And in this day and age, people have gotten, through a lot of forces, we've gotten comfortable with quick and simple. And most of the time, you can't explain all the sides of something in a five-second soundbite. And yet, the truth is a very complex thing. So if we talk about immigration or if we talk about murder rates in Miami or anything, the details and the background information that it takes to be accurate and truthful is at times overwhelming. We feel we're held up to a very high standard if we want to speak truth about something. And yet, if you're a right-wing radio host, you can just pull things out of your butt, and it doesn't really, you can get away with it.
Well, people want quick, simple answers. We've always wanted quick, simple answers on everything, and the big problems that we face, there are no quick, simple answers.
Exactly. I mean, invariably, as far as I can tell, the quick, simple answer will be, to some degree, false. And a lot of times it'll be completely false. But they, like someone like Limbaugh, when he's talking about something, he can lie out his teeth and get away with it. And it's simple. The lie is, it's simpler to make something up. It's simpler to say, oh, unemployment is because of illegal immigrants, or the war on terror is because people hate our freedom. The lie just fits with that so easily. And there are so many people who haven't been trained or haven't trained themselves to really examine and analyze every word they hear, whether it's someone they agree with or someone they disagree with. And it strikes me that there are steps that we could take to move in the direction of training people. I read an article, I forget which magazine, talking about a debate club, about a high-level debate competitions. I think it was on the East Coast. And these high school students are just putting loads of hours and research into debating. And an interesting thing was they didn't get to pick which side. So say they'd get stuck having to defend the Patriot Act, which I would find really next to impossible to do. But it trains them to just look at the logical aspect of an argument and the factors that one can weigh in. And it's one of those things. I have my little boy running around now. And so I also was remembering that recently I got a thing from the Nielsen ratings, you know, and get to be a Nielsen family, which is a real interesting experience. And in watching my viewing habits, I really realized that I tend to, it's easy to sink to the lowest common denominator, Eliminate, or something really cheesy, just flipping by through the TV, especially when there's nothing else on. And one of the problems with the Nielsens is you can only rate what is on. And they go by what you watch, what you'll think to the level of watching out of boredom or apathy. And it doesn't have anything, there's no force in the Nielsen ratings to lift us to a higher level. There is no...
Well, that's because you're supposed to do that. They're not supposed to do that for you. But I'm running out of time here, but I want to respond to something that you said, which I think is so very, very true. I mean, I think you really hit the nail on the head. And an example about not knowing and not taking the time to find out would be Iran. Everybody in this country, I'll bet you if you and I went to the 16th Street Mall in Denver, mm-hmm, and walked up and down and asked people, is Iran the enemy of the United States? 99.99% of them would say yes. Then if you followed up with the question of why are they the enemy of the United States, they would probably give us some standard talking point that they've been fed out of the TV or the radio. But if you followed it on closer examination and you said, have we ever done anything wrong to Iran? And if so, what have we done? I'll bet you the majority of people could not answer the question. Why do I give this example? Because the majority of the country does not understand, nor do they know, because they haven't taken the time to find out or be open enough to understand and to see what the Iranian side of the argument would be, even if the Iranian side of the argument is wrong.
Well, that ties into my point exactly, because like I said, the truth is complex. It would take a lot of research, and especially if you find conflicting viewpoints or conflicting histories of something, it would take a heck of a lot of energy to get both sides, to get the truth. And so the lie is just so much easier to package and for people to deal with.
Well, it's easier to support conventional wisdom than it is to say, okay, you know, name a country we've had difficulty with. Iran, Iraq, Cuba, North Korea, any of these countries. Do you know the history of America's past actions with these countries? And do you think that those past actions have anything to do to contribute to their attitude towards us? And could we possibly have done something wrong to them along the way in which was never resolved, so instead becomes part of their conventional wisdom and their folklore, and then they harbor that against us, and that it's passed from generation to generation?
Absolutely. And I wanted to mention just really quickly, I had the chance to go last night at the CU Boulder at the Glenn Miller Ballroom. There was a presentation by Howard Zinn, you know, People's History of America.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've read his book.
Yeah, the place was packed. They were spilling out into the hallways, and there was an overflow room with speakers. And even then, when I was like standing in the hallway for most of the time, and he's doing exactly that. And he came out with a book, which I don't remember the title of. But there's so much information, it just strikes me that part of the solution is doing whatever we can to make people not just more comfortable with complexity, but to really work it into our school system, into our culture, into
media. What we've got to do is we've got to air it out so that we get it out, so that people understand everything that's on the table, so therefore they can make informed decisions on what we ought to be doing.
But I mean, just that concept.
Yeah,
that people are comfortable with complexity.
I agree. Brian, hang on a second. I'm going to give you that Al Gore DVD.
Oh.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
And then I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined.
Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Heidi Day 34. Miss any of this program, get it on podcast at am760.net. Jay Marvin along with you. And the other thing is you can instant message me there, too. All right, it's open phones, as it is on every Friday. Let's get back to the telephones. We go to Robert in Westminster. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Do we get to pick on John for smoking again today?
No, we do not. No more picking on John. Do not mention John's name.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very thankful for you and John and what you do. I didn't find AM 760 until after Bush was reelected, and I felt so alone, and I fought depression and all that stuff. And so it was a breath of fresh air to find you guys. So I'm really very thankful.
You're never alone as long as we're here.
I know it. I'm very thankful. What I wanted to mention was Mr. Bush said, when the Iraqis stand up, and then what did he say?
We'll stand down.
We'll stand down, yes. And what if they have to admit that this is a civil war going on in Iraq, doesn't that mean that they've stood up?
Yeah, but you can't. The White House, though, doesn't want to admit that it is a civil war. I mean,
Why else are they so afraid of it? Why are they so afraid to say it?
Because if they say it, then they believe that the American people will judge and that others will judge that their strategy has failed and that they're in a bad situation, and they don't want to they do not want to publicly put a stamp of approval on that.
Well, I think it says about the Iraqi people, it says that they have rejected the strategy and they want to handle it themselves.
I think, first of all, I don't think there is a strategy. Second of all, I think they're so...
I agree.
I think they're so upset, they're so angry, and if you found yourself in those conditions, you would be too, and there's so much animosity that I don't know, short of going into the country, which we can't do because we don't have enough troops, short of going into the country and saying, on January the 1st, 2007, we will declare martial law across this country. Anybody who is caught out on the streets without authorization for any reason, and we don't care what it is, we're not going to take time to ask you to explain. We're just going to shoot you. That might stop everything. But I don't think the American public would buy that. I don't think you'd support it. I wouldn't support it. We can't technically pull it off. So I don't think that there's any. We're stuck in a situation now where things that were said about Iraq 6 weeks ago or longer, those options have dried up, and we're sitting in a situation now where no option looks good.
Yeah, they're tired and frustrated. They're tired of the empty promises. They're frustrated.
Well, their lives are hell, and all these people are dying, and they're seeing chaos every single day, and all these revenge killings, and this has been building up for a long, long time. You know, I remember a story that ran in the New York Times, had to be probably this summer sometime, might have been the middle of the summer or towards the end of the summer, about how there were so many bodies, both Sunni and Shia, stacked at the Baghdad morgue that they couldn't tell who was who, that they had no idea who was who, and that the Sunnis were scared to go in there and to claim the bodies of their loved ones. So what they were doing was, is they were getting Shia friends to go down and do it for them. But there were so many bodies that they were stacked all over the place that they were totally and completely out of room. I mean, you can't even, you know, you lose somebody. You lose a son, you lose a grandmother, you lose a mother, you lose a sister. You can't even go claim the body and try to bury the body with any degree of dignity because there's just so much crap going on there. And we don't live in that situation here. Can you imagine what that would be like if you and I were sitting and having a conversation in Westminster, but going to downtown Denver would be out of the question because the violence there would be so immense that chances are one of us wouldn't return.
Yeah, you don't even dare show your face.
Yeah, and then the other thing that's happening to them is, which doesn't get talked about much in the media, is that they used to live in integrated housing patterns under Saddam Hussein. And I am not by no means making a case that Saddam Hussein's government was better.
Right.
But what I'm saying is they used to live, so you had Shia living next door to Sunni, living next door to Shia, living next door to Sunni. That's ending too. You've got Sunni and Shia who are fleeing their neighborhoods because they're scared they're going to get killed, and they're moving in with other Shia, and they're moving in with other Sunni to have, you know, protection in groups and in numbers. And so now the country is cracking apart. The government is a fiction and is barely functional. So here we sit, and it's, what, November the 31st? And, or it's December the 1st, rather. And here we sit on December the 1st, and no matter where you sit on the political spectrum, whether you're progressive, whether you're liberal, whether you're moderate, whether you're an independent, whether you're a Republican, whatever you are, there is no good option for any of us because events have become so out of control. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. It is. It is. Well, this foolish endeavor, it looks like if you're going to fight them over there, you need to pick the right spot and you need to pick the right people, and I think we've missed it on both counts.
Well, everything has been bungled from A to Z. The whole thing has been an ill-conceived mess, and I believe in bipartisanship, and I think that alienating people for no ungood reason is not a good idea, even though sometimes my personality gets the better of me. And I'm not trying to cause any conservative listeners who might be out there, I'm not trying to cause them any kind of pain. I'm just asking them to honestly sit down and don't listen to the talking points and look at the situation and see that the thing is in bad, bad shape. Robert, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. So we can agree on that, can't we, Gina?
Sure, why not? Whatever you say.
Oh, really? Whatever I say?
I don't know what you were saying.
Oh, really? Whatever I say? Okay, I want a $225,000 Ferrari. Could you give me a Ferrari of Denver and buy that for me?
Of course not.
We just said whatever I say.
Well, I can't afford that for you. Sorry.
Well, how about a used one?
How
about one at $175,000?
No. That's my league.
All right, what would be the most you'd pay for a car?
The most, if I had the money?
If you had the money.
I would buy a Corvette. So whatever I...
You buy one of those Zs fully loaded?
Yeah. Well, what would that be, about 50 maybe? 50,000 or more?
I don't know how much one of those is fully loaded. I don't have any idea. I've never checked that out, but they're sure doggone good-looking cars.
Yeah, I'd pay that much. Not $150,000. That's kind of an obscene waste of money, don't you think?
Yeah, but if you had the money, what difference would it make?
Oh, I could think of a lot more ways I could take that other $100,000, though, and do something good with it.
Like what?
Lots of things.
Well, like what? Buy a house?
Help my family, you know?
Well, your family needs help?
You know, our families can always use help.
Not my family. They're beyond help. It's nothing I can do for them. It's already been done.
Okay.
Can't buy that much wellness. I'd like to, you know what I do? I'd like to just drive a Ferrari once.
You haven't? I'm surprised you haven't.
No, you can't drive. You should, what do you think? You can, like, drive in a Ferrari at Denver or
really?
The Lamborghini dealership and go, let me test drive this. And they look at you and go, yeah, right. You make about $35,000 a year. Get off the property, you scumbag. Like,
Well, that's not very good customer service, is it?
Well, they don't, because they know I'm not a customer. They got x-ray eyes. They can see right through me. They can go like, zzz, no money in the bank account. Right? They're not going to go, oh, hey.
Well,
we have this model right here, and, you know, it's handmade, and the whole thing, and here's the keys, and you go drive it for a couple hours, and just don't get in an accident, and then... Come back later when you feel like it, and then tell us how you like it, and maybe we can arrange some kind of financing or payment plans of $100 million a month or something like that. They're not going to do that. They're going to look at me and go, this guy makes about $38,900 a year. He can't afford this car. It's a waste of time. We're only going to deal with people who can really afford these automobiles.
But you'd be driving up in another sports car that you have, and you could just trade that in.
Oh, no, they look at that, and they go, like, no. He doesn't own that. He's upside down in it. He doesn't own it. He's upside down in it, and the whole thing. No, they can tell those people. Like, don't you ever go into, like, exclusive shopping places, and you walk in, and you're looking at, like, and it's not something I do, but I've done it with Mary. And you look at expensive jewelry.
Oh, you sure like at Tiffany's or something.
And they look at you, and they know. They know you're coming in there just to get a buzz off looking at the merchandise. They know you're not going to whip out a platinum card and go, let me have two of those, three of these, and four of those.
Of course, but so why shouldn't we look? It's a free country. Why shouldn't we walk in and be able to have the same enjoyment by just looking?
Okay, let me give you one last example, and then we'll do the traffic. Did you see the movie Oh, Pretty Woman?
The Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Do you remember the scene where Richard Gere takes the multi-gazillion-dollar necklace
yes.
and gives it to the manager of the hotel?
Right.
And says, could you return this, please?
Yes.
Okay, do you think that you or I could walk into an exclusive jeweler here along the Front Range and ask to borrow a high-priced, exclusive piece of jewelry and tell them, we'll return it in the morning.
Of course not.
Okay, that's my point. Now, speaking of returning things or getting to work or getting wherever you're going to get, what's the traffic look like?
Well, we've got a couple of late morning problems. We had a pedestrian-involved crash at 6th and Broadway, clearing out a two-car wreck eastbound I-70 at Peoria. And the westbound Boulder Turnpike was a little jammed up at Pecos from an earlier wreck, but it should be much better now. Now, if you're headed up into the high country, just remember we've got some fresh snowpack along I-70. Chains are required at the Eisenhower, both the Vail and Loveland Pass. And then big things happening in downtown tonight. Don't forget the Parade of Lights. They are going to be doing the usual street closures down there actually tonight.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
And watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
9:40, 20 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and if you're looking for a unique, memorable gift this holiday season, what about a gift of a better night's sleep? That's right, you can really give a good night's sleep with the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. This is a great option for the spouse that has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always fun to give a gift that you can enjoy as well. The dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own sleep number on the same bed. That's the way Mary and I are, and we love it. What about the kids, parents, or the bed for the guest room? Everyone can benefit from a deeper, more restorative sleep with the Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is between 75 and 80, but I've had it as high as 85. And I know I'm getting the best sleep of my life. Like, last night, man, I really slept well. And Mary has the same thing. I mean, she she adjusts the bed and puts the number where she likes it, and she gets a great night's sleep as well. And it's just nice to be able to have this. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but in industry tests, it has been proven to last twice as long. And we've had ours for 8 years, and it works as good as the day we got it brand new. And unlike most of the mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy, and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So you can't beat that. Give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your Select Comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. Start sleeping better this holiday at a Select Comfort store, and you can find Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523. You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Pretty woman. Every time I hear this, makes me think of that Lamborghini and the Beverly Wilshire, which I stayed in as a kid with my mother. 9:42, 42 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones underway here, 303-713-7600, and let's go to Shed in Fort Collins. Shed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is Shed.
Hi.
I wanted to bring up the manure issue again.
Sure.
Here in Fort Collins, you know, this started last year when Rabbi Gorelick approached the city council to put a menorah with the Christmas tree, or somewhere at a public forum. And the city council said, oh, we're going to have to wait for it. We don't have time to deal with that now. We'll vote for it in the spring. And what happened, it got put off until July, and they straight voted it down. It was the most disturbing city council meeting I had ever seen.
Why don't they want a menorah? I guess they don't like Jews.
Well, you know, I don't know if you're aware of another thing that happened just up here about 3 weeks ago. There's a subdivision that had a street sign name with movable letters or something, you know, just some sort of monument. And the letters were rearranged to read a very disparaging anti-Jewish comment. And the police initially just attributed it to vandalism.
Well, that's probably what it was.
Well, except we got things up here that never see the light of the news three times a month, you know, which is considerable for a city this size. And I don't know.
Who's the guy that runs the newspaper up there? What's the name of that newspaper?
The Coloradoan.
Yeah, whatever that guy's name is, he's not the sharpest tool in the box either.
As far as who?
As far as the editor is.
Oh, the editor is new. The old editor was Michael Lamone.
Who's the editor now?
Now the editor is a woman, and...
Then it's the wrong paper, then it's the other one. Whichever sponsored the Pichoni-Musgrave debate. Up there.
You know, I can't tell you that. I don't, in Fort Collins?
It was either there or it was in Greeley, one or the other.
It was Greeley. It was probably the Greeley Tribune, and I don't know who the editor there is.
Well, it was the editor of the Greeley Tribune. But anyway, so what is the thing about Fort Collins? What is it? They don't like Jews? Is that what the story is?
This is my take. I mean,
should I be moving up there and opening up a kosher deli?
No.
You don't think so?
I had a Jewish friend visit me from Boulder yesterday. Just stopped by to say hello because he was dropping his son off somewhere. And I said, okay, Scott, no. Get out of here real quick.
So if I opened up a kosher deli up there, it probably would fail.
No, it wouldn't. It would do fine. There are kosher delis here. But that's not even the issue here. The issue isn't kosher delis. Everybody likes kosher delis. The issue is equal access to public forums for all groups. And this is my take on it. Very Christian community up here. And the individuals, as you've heard say, the individuals are just like people anywhere. They have feelings on this and feelings on that, but it's a very Christian community. My take on it is, because it's not a Christian religion, it's kind of irrelevant.
Boy, I'll tell you, you're not really getting into trouble. Go up there and tell them you're gay and Jewish.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't be black up here. Don't be...
You know, maybe I should call Marilyn Musgrave and tell her I'm gay and Jewish and would like some constituent service. What do you think my chances of getting any are? Probably none.
Yeah, well, she'll send you a petition to make an amendment saying that you have no right to exist.
Oh, she'll send me to the same place as Haggard to try to get my sexual orientation changed.
All right,
well, you know what? I don't understand why you can't have a menorah up there, man. To me, it just doesn't sound right.
No, as I told your guy took my phone call. I was on a panel last year speaking exactly to this thing. Rabbi Gorelick, who originally brought it up last year, was on the panel along with a couple lawyers, and they wanted some regular Joe. So they asked my wife. She didn't want to do it, so they asked me. And, it was amazing. The two lawyers were total separation of church and state, and I was advocating, because they asked me to advocate, for inclusiveness. But they're worried about the Wiccan religions and the...
Well, so what?
Religion.
So let the Wiccans have theirs, too. Oh, what a ridiculous... You know, be inclusive, not exclusive. Ridiculous. Shed, thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
All right.
All right, 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, right now, just a couple of spots where you're going to get hung up on the drive. Eastbound I-70 at Peoria, RTD bus and a car in an accident causing some delays as you make your way over to 225. And on 270, still seeing some slow traffic off that I-76 interchange as you head over to Vasquez on the eastbound trip on 270. But other than that, the rest of the highways look pretty good. I-25 moving along across the downtown area with no major delays. Looks good in and out of the tech center. 225 in good shape across Aurora. But just off 225 in Aurora at Iliff and Sable, still accident investigation continues there. Could be some delays. As far as weather goes, partly cloudy. Warmer today, highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, some snow showers in the foothills, low of 12, and then snow showers for the rest of us. Tomorrow, a high of only 30. Right now, it's 33 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations at...
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 34, under partly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Miss any of this program, get it on podcast, am760.net. You can also instant message me there as well. Let's go to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I had a little mild Tancredo experience with Channel 9's tip line this week. Because after all that he's done, you know, he'd made those comments about nuking the holy sites.
Oh, yeah, that was about bombing Mecca, sure.
Yeah, but see, we've got a guy that wrote a crackpot piece in the Tribune on September 10th that was Tancredo on steroids. He suggested if we had a terrorist nuclear attack that the people would demand any president, Democratic or Republican, wipe the Middle East off the map. So I called their tip line to tell them about that because I was too busy at the time that came out to do anything about it, you know, with the election and all. And so when I tied that into Tancredo's comments about Mecca and Medina, she sort of mildly defended him. Well, he didn't really say that. Well, you know, he was clever enough to do the deniability, because was it Larry King, and then he said the holy sites, and then the guy asked him, you mean Mecca and Medina, and he agreed. Isn't that right? That's my recollection.
I can't remember. I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it wasn't the... Well, I was pretty upset about that at the time. I even called Tancredo's office.
Oh, wow. Well, that probably got you nothing.
Well, I said I wanted to find out if he professed any religion, and she said he's a Christian. She wouldn't tell me a denomination. I guess I was trying to needle a little bit. But anyway, this was just, you know, this was the gal that, I forgot her name. She was just answering the tip line number. It wasn't an anchor. But I have to wonder if they aren't a little afraid of him, you know, because he won re-election down there and they got a lot of viewership in Metro Denver.
What, the Channel 9 is afraid of Congressman Tancredo?
Well, I don't know if, you know, the big network stations down there may be a little afraid of him.
I don't think it's that they're scared of them. I don't know what it is that they don't, that incident came off with Ann Trujillo and I can't think of the other reporter's name.
You said Landis, didn't you?
Landis, that's right. That incident came off on Channel 7. I don't know. And we've got a call into the news director at Channel 7. And if he doesn't call back today, we'll call him again on Monday. And I'll just keep calling him until he responds. Because I think he owes us an answer as to why they would allow Tom Tancredo to get on Channel 7 and to make a claim that is clearly insupportable by the facts, and not have somebody say, well, gee, where did you get that from?
Yeah.
Instead of just allowing it to go on.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I just like to know why. And I think that what's going on here is, look, there are a lot of people out there who call me on all kinds of things. Sometimes my response is gracious, sometimes it's not so gracious, depending on whatever my mood is. But they call me on all kinds of things, and if I have time, I'll answer my email and I give them an answer. I think they owe us, the public, an answer as to why these things are allowed to happen. And I don't think there's anything wrong with any of us calling any of the television stations, 9, 4, 7, 31, 2, any of them, and saying, hey, I heard this, I'd like to know, you know, why you didn't follow up. So that's my feeling about it. So my feeling is that we're going to continue to keep calling Channel 7, and we're going to continue to keep, you know, asking them if they would like to have the news director come on, that if he would like to answer why it is that Ann Trujillo and the Michael Landis let that get away. And maybe what it turns out to be is that he doesn't know, and I would accept that answer from him. And then I would just ask him, well, if you don't know, there's nothing wrong with that, but could you find out? Could you ask them why they let it go?
Well, they're supposed to be the fourth branch of government, but boy, that's gone by the wayside.
Well,
and did we ever need a fourth? Did we? You know, until the election. Man,
part of that is because of what I've said before. The lines between entertainment and news have been blurred. That's part of it. And then the other part of it is we are ourselves. You, me. I put myself right in here. Okay, I'm not saying anybody else. I mean, I'll step over the line and come forward and put myself up for this. We have become lazy. We don't pay attention to business. So when we hear somebody say something on these talking head shows or local newscasts or whatever the case may be, and we know that it's wrong, or if we go look it up and find out that it's wrong, we have a tendency to just let it go and not say anything. And what we need to do is we need to just say, hey, okay, that's not true. These are what the facts are, and please correct yourself. And mistakes are going to happen, but it's like if you catch them doing it and it becomes a pattern, then that's a whole other story. So we'll know next week what's going on with this. Jack, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning, not tomorrow morning, I'm sorry. Back Monday morning at 6 a.m. And we'll stay on top of this Channel 7 thing and see what's going on. And plus, we'll have more Al Gore DVDs to give away, too. Have a good weekend and stay warm.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used